KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Reading Rancheria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, a salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Reading Rancheria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Every four-legged companion can lift anyone's spirits. And that's what gave this nurse, Joanne Delia, an idea. She introduced interactive robot pets to Sarasota Memorial Healthcare System. The results were immediate. So they did a study on it. Compared with a control group of older patients with mild to moderate dementia who just received standard care, researchers said those with the robotic pets had health benefits. Benefits included fewer drops in blood pressure and heart rate, fewer episodes that can lead to fall risks, shorter hospital stays, and a higher likelihood of returning home. So this is the first of its kind study, and I think this is going to be a thing. You know, it's one thing, you know, to have a robotic nurse, but, you know, hey, something to look forward to. 877-726-8255 is the way that we get questions. Questions come to us via 877-726-8255. You'll be prompted to record your question. So let's hear one of those.
Yes, I have a question regarding supplements to help with ED. I have seen on Facebook and have inquired and purchased some supplements that are advertised to be totally herbal and roots from Southeast Asia and from the African nations. I'm just curious if indeed these might be true, or indeed they might have additional pharmaceutical drugs included where these people aren't really giving us the truth about that. I must admit, I've seen some improvements, and my testosterone levels are up, but I'm just really curious if indeed these things are factual, what they're claiming.
Okay, you know, this is an interesting question. And, you know, I have to say I'm a little bit skeptical about claims that supplements can help give men erections. And, you know, especially in light of the fact that we have, you know, and I'm a doctor, so I have a prescription pad at my disposal. I don't have to say, oh, you have to go to the health food store to get some help. You can also be prescribed some testosterone, which can help libido. Not always, but it can, you know, if you have very low T, a trial of testosterone might be worthwhile. And that's the real deal. I mean, that's something that is, you know, well vetted in studies that it really can improve libido and sexual function. And then there's the advent of these drugs, you know, starting with Viagra, then you've got sildenafil. Obviously, that's the generic name for Viagra. You've got Viagra and, you know, all the other related erectile dysfunction drugs, Cialis, Levitra. These are things that are, yes, they're prescription, but the prices come way down. So what's the use case for taking these natural things? Some men prefer not to take pharmaceutical drugs. The use case used to be that, you know, going to a doctor and getting these prescriptions was very expensive. But now, with the advent of a lot of online pharmacies, for better or for worse, it doesn't cost that much to get online, answer some questions, and get a prescription sent to you. So that's why these natural supplements are a little bit unreliable, but there is some plausibility to them. But first, you know, we've got to talk about, could they be laced with other pharmaceutical ingredients? Not 2 months goes by that the FDA doesn't issue a warning about this or that or the other male enhancement supplement that's laced with either testosterone or laced with Viagra, Sildenafil, Cialis. You know, it's got, you know, illicitly something in there to make the user of the supplement feel like, hey, this is really working. And, you know, there's some herbal ingredients, but it's not the herbal ingredients that are doing the heavy lifting, so to speak. But so let's look at some of the natural things that can enhance male performance. There's nitric oxide. Nitric oxide support via dietary nitrates from beetroot, but also arginine and citrulline can promote higher levels of nitric oxide, which is a vasodilator. That can help. Tribulus is a supplement that's popular, although the studies on it are kind of weak when it comes to can it raise testosterone. Some studies suggest that it improves sexual performance. It's a popular ingredient, Tribulus terrestris. And then there's maca, which is an herb from the Andes, which is kind of like a South American type of ginseng. You know, Asian ginseng also can be helpful for potency, sort of enhances vigor and may
improve libido and sexual performance, but maca also has that reputation. It seems to work a little more strongly in women than in men, more of a subtle effect in men. There's also another popular supplement called Tongat Ali, which is also known as Long Jack. Yeah, that's a kind of convenient way of remembering. Tongat Ali actually has been shown in some studies to increase testosterone. Now, the question is it uniformly okay for your supplements to increase your testosterone? And in most cases, that's fine. But if you were to be a man who has a borderline PSA or has perhaps a hidden prostate cancer, maybe, just maybe, that's not that advisable. So I'm just saying that you might be a victim of your own success. Yeah, you're raising your testosterone, but potentially you could be feeding the cancer. This is not to deter men from taking testosterone or taking supplements, but it is a consideration. So these are some of the ways. And, you know, I got to say that the best way to enhance sexual functioning is to be on a healthy diet, to be at optimal weight, and to exercise, particularly doing resistance exercise. It's been shown that squats, for example, that anything that works the lower extremities, that is particularly helpful in raising testosterone. So resistance exercise, more than, you know, long-distance running sometimes kills your testosterone. But, you know, hitting the gym, hitting the weight room, that may actually increase your testosterone. Optimizing your weight, losing that, you know, big belly, because actually your fat deposits tend to act like a sponge, absorbing your body's supply of testosterone, and also sometimes converting it to estrogen with an estrogenic effect, and then you got the man boobs, the gynecomastia. That is not a desirable trait as you get older. So there you have it. I mean, it's a comprehensive topic. I wrote a chapter in a book about natural therapies for sexual health, which is available from the Andrew Weil, series. And it's a big tome. It's mostly for health practitioners, but it's soon to be published in a way for people to get more of a popular version of that. And when that comes out, I'll do a podcast with the authors and editors of that. So there you have it. I think it's an important subject. And it's like, what can you take? What can you do to enhance sexual performance? An important aspect of life. And there are many natural interventions that support it. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut-brain, and immune health. Dr. O'Hara's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. Get Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics today at Sprouts, natural grocers, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
If your quest for longevity feels overwhelming, here's some good news. It starts with one simple daily habit: MitoPure gummies from Timeline. They're the first ever longevity gummies that ignite mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of research. MitoPure gummies utilize a powerful compound that redefines what's possible for your longevity. MitoPure produces the first ever urolithin A gummies that support your cellular energy so you feel strong, clear, and vibrant. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine.
As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started using it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Better recovery starts at the cellular level. For more information and to order, just go to timeline.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for 20% off. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for 20% off MitoPure gummies with code Hoffman.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. This may be the most important study of the week, because as we get older, we tend to accept the view, the popular view, that aging is associated with progressive inexorable decline. But according to a new study by scientists at Yale University, headline, New Study Challenges Notion That Aging Means Decline, finds many older adults improve over time. I guess like a fine wine, right? So this is an interesting study. They surveyed a data set from a large nationally representative study of older Americans. And they found that nearly half of adults aged 65 and older showed measurable improvements in cognitive function and or physical function, one or another or both, over time. Now, you might say,
the improvements were just limited to a small group of exceptional individuals, you know, like really people who are really into taking exceptionally good care of themselves, some real outliers. But no, the improvements were not limited to a small group of exceptional individuals. But the key was, here's the key, they were linked to a powerful but often overlooked factor, how people thought about aging itself. Now, they looked at 11,000 participants, and they followed them up for 12 years. 45% of participants improved in at least one of the two domains, either mentally or physically. About 32% improved cognitively. This is after 65. 28% improved physically. And so you might say that, you know, one reason why some people improve is that some people, you know, recovering from an illness, you know, maybe they had a heart attack earlier and then they're on the comeback trail. But no, in this study, the improvements were not limited to people who started out with impairments. Even among people who had normal cognitive or physical function at baseline. This isn't about, like, you know, people who decide at, you know, 58 or 62 that they retire and they're going to start taking exceptionally good care of themselves and start, you know, running or playing paddleball. Even among participants who had normal cognitive or physical function at baseline, a substantial proportion improved over time. They say that challenges the assumption that later life gains reflect only people getting better after being sick or rebounding from earlier setbacks. So, really important study, and it suggests that it is never too late to work on your physical and cognitive functioning. And, you may be limited, I mean, certainly we're limited by certain facts of nature in terms of the thresholds for our the limits of our physical performance or our cognitive performance. But the authors say they hope their findings will reverse the popular perception that continuous decline is inevitable and will also encourage policymakers to increase their support for preventive care, rehabilitation, and health-promoting programs for older people that draw on something important, their resilience, and especially fostering positive attitudes towards aging. That seems to be the key. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number. More calls coming up.
Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla Speed Test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Across the United States, veterans are leading community projects through The Mission Continues, planting gardens, repairing playgrounds, and mentoring youth. Marine veteran Eric Greitens' nonprofit has engaged 120,000 volunteers in thousands of projects. Air Force veteran Lisa Clark's is volunteering restored her sense of purpose after service. By turning military skills into civilian impact, the program proves service doesn't end when the uniform comes off. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Kids don't just bring home homework. They bring home germs. And those germs don't just stay with them. They spread to the whole household. That's why Clear Nasal Spray was created by a practicing physician to give parents and grandparents peace of mind. You may not think about it, but your nose is filtering out a semi-truck full of air every single day. Clear isn't just another spray. It creates an additional layer of protection in your nose that blocks bacteria and viruses before they can even take hold. Yes, even that virus. Supporting your body's defenses right where germs first try to enter. Clear is a hygiene product recommended for daily use. Drug-free, non-drowsy, and safe for all ages. Just a quick spray in the morning and evening helps you cleanse your nose. Don't just hope for protection. Create it. Get Clear Nasal Spray, your daily defense. Clear nasal spray is available at retailers nationwide and online. Check out clear.com for our special offers. That's X-L-E-A-R.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Creamy Frosty and a mint chocolate cookie sauce, which means Girl Scout Thin Mints and Wendy's Frosty. Yeah, they're basically best friends now. It's like two delicious desserts just high-fived, snapped a few too many friendship selfies, and then rode a tandem bike down a never-ending road of mint chocolate frosty perfection. So, swing by Wendy's and try the new Thin Mints Frosty Fusion.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
Shopping for a car can be overwhelming. Prices, reliability, safety. It's hard to know where to start. That's where iccars.com comes in. iCars is the smart, easy way to buy your next car. With millions of listings analyzed every day, they give you unbiased ratings on price, quality, and long-term value. Whether you're looking for a new ride, a dependable used car, or just want to know if that deal is really worth it, iCars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iccars.com today or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's iccars.com.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
The smartest way to spend your money is not to. Straight Talk offers free 5G phones for new and existing customers on Verizon's 5G network. So the refund money I don't spend on that free phone is the refund money I get to keep from my family. Smart.
Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Television Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here with you.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding. We will resume normal programming shortly.
Join me, Dr. Lauren.
And I have very bad bones. I'm an 87-year-old woman with very bad bones. You helped me with taking Prolia years ago. You said take it, and I did take it for 2 years. But my bones are still pretty bad. My doctor, my specialist in that area, wants me to take Evenity, which is E-V-E-N-I-T-Y now. Do you recommend that? I know it does have side effects, but you've helped me in the past with so many things that I really wanted to ask you about this also.
Okay. Well, you know, this is, first of all, thank you for, you know, the kind words, and I'm really happy that we've helped fend off catastrophe for you by giving you the recommendation that maybe now it's time to take Prolia, which is a strong injectable medication for osteoporosis. You know, perhaps I heard your predicament and I said, hey, you know, this is beyond the point where nutritional supplementation and weight-bearing exercise can help. So you took Prolia. And Prolia, as well as Evenity, Prolia is a little bit older, but a fairly new drug, and Evenity is more of a newer drug. They are both injection-based treatments for osteoporosis. They are monoclonal antibodies, and they're expensive. And, you know, I have to say that I don't have that much experience in prescribing them, because usually they're prescribed by a specialist, an endocrinologist or bone specialist, osteoporosis specialist. But I do know a little bit about them. And because Evenity is rather new, it's not clear so much about its relationship to Prolia, because it works in a different way. And there's some debate, my understanding is, about the sequencing of which one to take first. Should you take Prolia and then Evenity, or should you take Evenity and then follow it up with Prolia? Or should you take a sandwich of Prolia, then Evenity, and then take Prolia again? Because the way that Prolia works is it prevents the breakdown of bone. It works on what are called osteoclasts and stops them from breaking bone down, so hence you build up bone. The problem with Prolia is when you stop, very quickly you get what's called rebound, and the osteoclasts go to work and they start nibbling away at your bone, and pretty soon you have bone loss. So you have to follow up Prolia with something. In the past, you had to follow up Prolia with drugs like Fosamax, Boniva, etc. These are the older-fashioned osteoporosis drugs to sort of seal the deal on the benefits of Prolia. But now along comes Evenity. Evenity works differently. It builds new bone. It also decreases bone breakdown, but its primary way of working is it builds new bone. Evenity has some cautions around cardiovascular risk. So people who are at high risk for heart attack or stroke, maybe it's not an ideal drug. It's a relatively new drug, and I think they're just figuring out how Evenity, Prolia interact with one another. But if you have critical osteoporosis, you're old, so yeah, you're going to have reduced bone density. So I don't know what your scores are. I don't know how much at risk you are. I don't know even if you've had a vertebral fracture. But there's some evidence that Evenity is particularly helpful at preventing vertebral fractures, which can be really painful and debilitating. So from what I can see here, especially if you're seeing an osteoporosis expert, and in their opinion, Evenity is a good follow-up to the Prolia, go for it. But please do this. Please, you know, write down our number. You have it handy, 877-726-8255. And give us some feedback about your experience on this new drug or on the combination of these drugs, because we'll want to hear some feedback on how that's working for you. But Evenity is kind of it's for high-risk women. Presumably you have not a very good T-score, a T-score of minus 3.0, or you've had fractures before. That's what Evenity is designed for, specifically for high-risk postmenopausal women. So perhaps that is a good course of action for you. You can't just stop Prolia and do nothing. You got to follow it up with something, and maybe Evenity is the right thing for you. So thanks again for sharing your experience and the appreciation you have for listening to this program and getting some useful feedback. Folks, are you frequently in a state of fatigue? Well, it might surprise you to learn that your cellular health begins to decline as early as 25 years of age. Because as you age, your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese. They deteriorate. The cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging. It could be the root of your fatigue, but there's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells, NT-factor lipids. NT-factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. And by the way, there's a cellular membrane that surrounds the cell, the outer membrane, but there's also cellular membranes that are important to the function of your mitochondria, hence NT factor's impact on energy. It's the only solution proven and published in medical journals to repair those dead spots in the membranes. I use NT factor. I've been using it for years. I don't go a day without it. NT factor lipids comes in an easy-to-use powder in two convenient sizes, which I add to my smoothie. For more information and to order, just call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com for NT Factor Lipids Powder. All right, you know, you've heard this so often, is that, you know, taking multivitamins, it just makes expensive urine. And there's a lot of controversy about multivitamins because it is said that they're a waste of time, a waste of money. And even some people say it's dangerous to take too high doses of things that you don't get from foods. This headline, daily multivitamin delays biological aging by up to 5 months, according to a recent trial. So in this trial, they looked at people who take a multivitamin, and they used aging clocks to determine people's biological age, not just their chronological age, because you could be 50 and chronologically, but biologically you could be 40. Or conversely, you could be 50 and you could be a wreck and, you know, biologically be 65. So now you might say, it's kind of disappointing because I'm taking a multivitamin day in and day out and, you know, do the math, expenditure on that, and it only increases my lifespan by 5 months. Well, think too about the potential impact on your health span, because biological aging doesn't just refer to the death clock. It also refers to how you feel before you reach your expiration date. And what's interesting about this is that you have to think of multivitamins as part of a suite of actions you can take, kind of a diversified portfolio that you might have, each of which might add a few months or maybe a couple of years to your health span and slow biological aging by perhaps a few months. But if it's, you know, 5 months here and 7 months there and 14 months here, it becomes additive. And you can get a synergy from taking supplements, from making healthy lifestyle choices such as not smoking, being physically active, getting enough sleep, eating a healthy diet. All the above may help slow the biological aging process. In fact, they've been shown to have significant impact on what are called aging clocks. And now add to that suite of behaviors taking a daily multivitamin. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/Protocol for Life Balance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements specifically designed to support neurological health and cognition, Cogumin SLCP, Magtine, Phosphatidylserine, and Brain Regain. Cogumin SLPC is curcumin optimized to penetrate the blood-brain barrier, where it helps protect brain tissue. Magtine may support healthy cognitive function, learning, and memory. Phosphatidylserine supports neuronal membrane fluidity, promoting cognitive function and mental acuity. And Brain Regain is a broadly useful herbal health aid that may be advantageous for supporting healthy cognitive performance. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is considered by many to be the goat of garlic, the greatest garlic supplement of all time. For over 50 years, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been the trusted choice for millions for safe, effective cardiovascular and immune support. Aged garlic extract's effectiveness is well documented in over 900 published scientific papers and studies. Kyolic aged garlic extract is created by aging organically grown garlic for up to 20 months. This unique aging process makes aged garlic extract gentle on the stomach, eliminates the offensive garlic odor and taste, and results in safe, beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic aged garlic extract products. Whether you're seeking ways to maintain healthy cholesterol or blood pressure levels, or strengthen your immunity, there is a Kyolic formula right for you. Visit Kyolic.com and learn about Kyolic's many health benefits. That's Kyolic.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide and online.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. You've talked with your kids and shared clear expectations, but you're not with them every minute. Your community members, friends and relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe, because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And we have heard a lot about the benefits of breastfeeding for the infant and for the child's subsequent development. There are definitely some things in breast milk that you can't get from formula. Try as we might to imitate Mother Nature, there are some very interesting compounds that are present in breast milk that begin to prime the microbiome, that begin to stimulate the immune system and nourish the child in ways that an ordinary formula cannot. This is not to say that you can't use formula, kids turn out okay, but it's optimal to breastfeed. Plus, there's certain psychological benefits for the child, the bonding, etc. But could it turn out that breastfeeding may be the new Ozempic? According to a new study, breastfeeding duration is associated with maternal weight change through adulthood. In other words, the longer you breastfeed, the less likely you are to gain weight. Now, we also know that breastfeeding may have some benefits in terms of reducing the incidence of breast cancer, and perhaps the soaring incidence of breast cancer is due to delayed parenting and fewer children. You know, it was not uncommon for women in the 1800s to have, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 kids over the course of their lives. Sometimes the kids didn't survive, but, you know, it's kind of had like a backup plan, you know, just like fish laying a lot of eggs, you know, some survive. But when it comes to weight gain, this is a study from Norway. They looked at the BMI change in women who either breastfed or didn't breastfeed, and they looked at duration of breastfeeding. They found that longer breastfeeding duration per child was associated with a lower incidence in increased weight among both mothers who either had overweight or obesity or had normal weight. But the benefit was particularly pronounced among mothers who were overweight at age 18 and had their first child at a younger age. Breastfeeding for greater than 3 months per child was significantly associated with lower increase in weight. So that is an interesting study. The conclusion, we found a significant association in longer breastfeeding duration per child and lower maternal weight gain through adulthood. So there you have it, breastfeed for the child, breastfeed for yourself. The benefits go both ways. Folks, as you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are for the highest quality, and that's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, which is deerhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products, including ingredients backed by strong scientific research. They have a suite of supplements specifically designed to support neurological health and cognition. Cogumin SLP, Magtine, Phosphatidylserine, and Brain Regain. So Cogumin SLPC is optimized curcumin, which is optimized to penetrate the blood-brain barrier where it helps protect brain tissue, because curcumin is not that bioavailable. It doesn't get to the brain where it's needed. And this Cogumin SLPC targets the brain. Magtine, similarly, may support healthy cognitive function because it is a type of magnesium threonate, that crosses the blood-brain barrier and enters the brain. Phosphatidylserine supports neuronal membrane fluidity, promoting cognitive function and mental acuity. And Brain Regain is a broadly useful herbal health aid that may be advantageous for supporting healthy cognitive performance. So for more information and to order, to get this suite of supplements that support cognitive function and neurological health, just go to deerhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's deerhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements. All right, here's something that you may not have thought about. There's a fair number of people out there who are colorblind. And colorblindness may be a health hazard, not just because you can't see traffic signals. You know, you can't tell a... I mean, most people colorblind, they can discern the different gradations of black and white or whatever colors they still can see at a traffic light. So there's not necessarily a higher incidence of traffic accidents among people who are colorblind. But here's another way that colorblindness may get in your way from a health standpoint. Stanford scientists say colorblindness may hide a deadly bladder cancer warning. What is that? Well, when it comes to blood in the toilet, when you urinate, it is not normal to see blood in the toilet, unless you're a menstruating female. Okay, that can happen. But if you're postmenopausal female,
or if you're male, pink toilet water is not a good sign. And it calls for a workup of your bladder because it may be a sign of bladder or kidney cancer. And they say researchers found that it's linked to a 52% higher long-term mortality risk. Yikes. So they looked at a bunch of men who had color vision deficiency, and they found that those with color vision deficiency were often diagnosed at more advanced invasive stages of colorectal cancer, because that's another way. You know, got your blood in the toilet, you know, it could be just a hemorrhoid, but it could be, you know, a sign of colon cancer. You got to be able to discern that. They were diagnosed at more advanced invasive stages than those with typical vision. Another experiment asked participants to identify which images of saliva, urine, and stool contained blood. People with normal vision, they got it 99% of the time, while participants with color blindness were only correct 70% of the time. So, you know, suggestion, raise awareness for patients and doctors if you're colorblind. Maybe invite your spouse or your partner to come and take a look at the toilet from time to time. Or if you have any doubts, get a confirmation. And, hey, another thing you can do is just, you know, just get just one of those home urinalysis, the dipsticks for urine, you know, which also have indicators for blood. So that's a workaround for that. And speaking of cancer detection, I saw an ad for something called the SHIELD test for patients for colon cancer. Interesting test because, you know, there's the colonoscopy, which is the gold standard. Go up there, take a look-see. Take a biopsy. Then there's the Cologuard, which is you poop in a container, you send it to the lab, and they tell you whether you have a likelihood of maybe something's going on. Often it's a false positive. That happened to me. I had a Cologuard. It was false positive. You know, there was nothing when they did a colonoscopy. This is a blood test called the SHIELD blood test, but it's not that great. It's better than nothing, but fortunately it misses 35% of stage one colorectal cancer, and it does not detect 87% of precancerous lesions, unlike a colonoscopy, which can find virtually everything. So a lot of false positives, 10% false positive rate. Not an ideal test, but better than nothing. So if you see ads for the SHIELD test, you can ask your doctor for a blood test for colon cancer, but preferably colonoscopy. Or at very least Cologuard. Well, thanks very much for joining us. Our number is 877-726-8255. Have yourself a safe and healthy weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Powell.
There were many important reasons why I started my FullScript online supplement dispensary. I wanted to offer you the same curated professional-grade supplement brands that I use, the ones I know and trust. I also wanted to ensure that they weren't counterfeit or expired. Recently, I've been hearing more and more about counterfeit or expired products purchased from online retailers. With FullScript, you can be confident your supplements are genuine and they'll arrive with optimal freshness and potency. Also, buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping, optional refill reminders, in a highly rated mobile app. It's safe, secure, HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Go to DearHopInStore.com for more information and to start your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. To get started, just go to DearHopInStore.com, DearHopInStore.com.
A Social Security update. 70 million Americans collect Social Security benefits today, and millions more will join soon. Now, a new study finds 70% of Americans don't get the full benefits they deserve. But recipients can use simple strategies to boost Social Security benefits by as much as $188,000 over a lifetime. Social Security expert Michael Allen says it's true and reveals 5 key strategies to increase your benefits. It's all in his free special report. Newsmax calls the report your best guide for bigger Social Security benefits. Whether you're getting benefits or soon will, you need the Social Security report. Get it free. Call 800-999-9690. 800-999-9690. We'll text it to you right away, along with President Trump's act cutting your Social Security taxes. Call now, 800-999-9690. 800-999-9690.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says there's some wild weather across the nation.
We've got the blizzard moving across portions of the Midwest to the Great Lakes, a severe weather risk across from the Mississippi Valley into the Mid-Atlantic, and then the well above normal temperatures across a lot of the West. Different varying levels of hazardous weather, but a lot of areas are seeing, weather that is on the anomalous side for mid-March.
Governments responding with caution after President Trump called on nations, including China, to send warships to help protect vessels in the Strait of Hormuz. Global oil prices have flown up. About one-fifth of the world's supply normally comes through that strait. Energy Secretary Chris Wright says it's possible gasoline could cost less than $3 a gallon by the start of the summer travel season.
There's a very good chance that'll be true. There's no guarantees in war. The time frame's still not entirely clear, but I think that's certainly a goal of the administration and very possible.
Wright was appearing on NBC's Meet the Press. He says it is a very critical situation right now. Well, Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels staying on the sidelines as the war expands. Lebanon's militant Hezbollah group and Iraqi militias have stepped up, while the Houthis have been holding protests, and they've issued a few statements condemning the war, but that's about it. Analysts say the group fears assassinations and is concerned about reduced weapons supplies, but appears to be building their forces and sending reinforcements along the western coastline on the Red Sea. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Whether you're preparing for exams, juggling family and career, or just looking to stay sharp as you age, Think Factor is here to help. Created by the same company that makes Relief Factor, Think Factor supports sharper focus, stronger recall, and clearer thinking. It's the natural way to give your brain the daily nutrients it needs for memory, attention, and even vibrant vision. Call 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more. Look, I was a little bit skeptical. I started taking Think Factor. After a few weeks, wow, my memory, my focus, my concentration, better than ever. And Think Factor results get better the longer it's taken. If you want to stay focused during demanding tasks, keep your memory strong, maintain mental energy for whatever's ahead, well, Think Factor is for you. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF. Or visit ReliefFactor.com for Think Factor.
A major oil company wants to leave New Jersey and head for the Lone Star State. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
ExxonMobil says it will seek shareholder approval to move its legal domicile from New Jersey to Texas, citing a business-friendly regulatory environment and alignment with its headquarters location.
The decision follows years of legal and political friction in New Jersey and reflects Texas' growing appeal to major corporations. North Korea says leader Kim Jong-un observed a live fire test of multiple rocket launch systems to examine the country's war deterrence. The testing activity Saturday, a likely response to ongoing U.S.-South Korean military training that North Korea views as invasion rehearsals. Communist North says Kim watched the drill involving a dozen rocket launchers. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Well, they came from several states, from all kinds of backgrounds, leaving families around the United States. We are learning more about the latest 6 U.S. service members who died in that air crash.
The U.S. military identifying the 6 service members who died last week when their refueling plane crashed in western Iraq. They were tied to the National Guard and Air Force units in Alabama, Florida, and Ohio. Sergeant Ashley Pruitt from Kentucky was a mom of two. Major Alex Klinner from Alabama had seven-month-old twins and a two-year-old. Captain Ariana Savino was a pilot from Washington State. Captain Seth Koval was from Indiana. Captain Curtis Danks and Sergeant Tyler Simmons were both from Ohio. U.S. Central Command has said the crash happened while in friendly airspace. The other plane landed safely. An investigation is underway. I'm Julie Walker.
And more on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanCompLaw.com.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Shasta College presents the 73rd Annual Student Art Exhibit through May 19th in the Shasta College Art Gallery. Come celebrate outstanding student artwork from across diverse media. Other events happening at Shasta College. Don't miss the live jazz concert at Shasta College March 27th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are still available. Also, get ready for the Sprinter Gardeners at Redding Your Garden coming up March 28th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Shasta College. Learn more at shastacollege.edu/events.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Redding and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro,
From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
Going to NRL matches and things like that, and they've got like a glassing tripod that they're trying to use as a rear support with a bipod out front. And maybe, you know, some of this stuff, it's great in practice, and it's great for competition, but it's just not practical for the real world, right? And I think that's the big issue that I see a lot, is I see stuff that's it's a really good, well-thought-out idea, but the reality is it's kind of like a hard-line, square-peg plan for a round-hole opportunity, and it just doesn't work out.
Oh, that's a good way to put it. It's like, and the other thing is, you never know what you're going to be faced with. You can get all prepped up and say, you know what? I'm good out to 700 yards. Okay, great. Elk just jumped out at 20 yards, and you got all this junk all over you. Can you just do a snapshot at 20 yards and anchor that elk?
Yeah, and most people, they just can't. And I think that, you know, I can tell you, of all the animals I've ever hunted, I've guided bighorn sheep and mountain goats and wolves. I mean, everything you can think of. And I can tell you that the opportunity, the average opportunity for animals is usually really close, and it's really small.
Now, what do you mean when it's really small?
We have these, so there's a, I guess the best way I could put this is you'll have an opportunity where you maybe jump a big bull, and it always happens, right? Maybe it's a fish story, maybe it isn't, but people say, man, I saw the biggest elk of my life. And he jumped up, and there he was about 50 yards, and he turned and looked at me, and then he was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And for most people, I think there's a mental hang-up where when they see something like that, they just automatically think, well, that's just a, it just never could have happened. But the reality is, if you train for those situations, that's how you're effective. I mean, that's how you're the guy. You know, that's the big difference between knowing somebody. Everybody knows that guy that they say, hey man, when he goes out in the woods, like he's gonna get something. And usually those guys are the most simplest, you know, and they're able to capitalize on those opportunities. You know, if you can draw down and shoot and, you know, and hit a vital zone at 100 yards in under, you know, 3 or 4 seconds, I mean, you're pretty well set for most hunting across the planet.
It is so funny you say that, because I've gone out with people who, what I end up doing at the range is just saying, you have to be able to get your shot off more quickly. You cannot take 15 or 20 seconds to get a shot off. You need to be able to get a shot off, no kidding, in 5 seconds. And that seems like a long time sometimes, but it's like, all right, rifle's on your shoulder, and I'll do these drills with them. And it, what I find is that it's the first time they've ever shot offhand, Kate.
Right, and it's become, you know, it's an interesting thing that I encounter online a lot, is that people will look you dead in the eye, and I have clients do this too, because I'm very pro training offhand. I think that everybody should be capable, you know, of shooting an 8-inch vital zone at 100 yards. It's not a crazy thing to do, but a lot of people, they'll look you dead in the eye and tell you that that's unethical, but they'll sit down in a 15 or 20 mile an hour crosswind and try to shoot an elk at 700 yards.
Well, now I've never heard the idea that it's unethical to take an offhand shot. That's new to me, but now that you're saying it, I get it, because they've never done it. And they don't even know that it can be done. They think that nobody could possibly hold. And I'm thinking about last year. All right, I'm going to tell my quick story. I get my once-in-a-lifetime moose tag in Idaho. And I go out, and we get on this moose, and we're going down this trail, and my buddy's with me. And he says, well, there he is. He's a pretty nice one. And I said, I don't see a moose. I don't see him. He says, no, he's right. You know how it is. Right? Same old phrase. He's right there. Right? How many times have we heard that? And he grabs me and pulls me over like 2 feet to the right. Oh, there he is. I couldn't see him where I was. He could see him where he was. And there's this one little hole in the vegetation. And he's at 50 yards, and all I can see is a moose head. That's all I got. And so I take an offhand shot and shoot him in the ear. Seems like the thing to do. He dropped right there. We got moose. I mean, that's what we're talking about, isn't it?
Right. Right. That's exactly it. And I think for what I think happens is I think for a lot of people, there's a mental hang up there where that position to them is just, it's a non-opportunity. And so they don't even know that they're missing opportunities in the field because it's just not something that they can comprehend.
What about, I know you are a fan of low-powered variable scopes, as am I, because at the low power, you can get it up on something that's real close or fast, and you always got time if he's far away to dial it up. Is that what you're thinking?
Yes, absolutely. I think that not being able to just run a rifle with iron sights or very low magnification is a pretty big hang up. Because once you got all that magnification in front of your face, I mean, it covers up so much of your situational awareness and you can't, you know, your field of view is really small. And I think that I could probably tell I've had 15 or 20 hunters over the course of my guiding career that we couldn't kill animals because they just couldn't find it in their scope because maybe their bottom end magnification was like 6 power and animals at 75 yards. You know, it happens a lot.
Wow. Yeah. And for those who are wondering, look, it's really easy if you need to shoot something at 350 yards with an 8-power scope. That's just not hard. That's plenty of magnification. But you can also, if you can dial it down to 2.5 or 2 or even 1, now if he's standing there at 30 yards, you can at least find him. And, oh, the other thing is, everybody who's hunting, keep that scope on the lowest setting all the time until and unless you need more magnification, right?
Right, all the time, yeah. That's probably the biggest mistake anybody makes. It's probably the most common mistake.
What do you tell people? All right, in the 90 seconds I got left, you're going to tell somebody you need to practice for hunting season with your rifle. What do you want them to do?
For the most part, my biggest like training deficit that I see in guys is, and unfortunately it's a range situation, but a lot of guys really need to get comfortable shooting off their backpack. If you can just get down and sit down on your butt and use your pack as a front rest, or you can shoot, if you can shoot standing, kneeling, sitting, and off the pack, I think that for 90% of hunting situations, you're good to go.
Absolutely. I mean, the last mule deer I shot was at 400 yards, and I just laid down and draped, you know, I got a little bitty 6-pound rifle with a scope, 6 pounds with scope, and just put it over the pack and hunkered down and dropped him at 400 yards. It's like, okay, this is doable. Well, first I wanted to get down and see how much the crosshairs are moving, and if I could hold them steady, and then I figured out, yeah, okay, they're steady on him, and now I can do my thing. But if I got down him and the crosshairs were going all over the place, I wasn't going to take the shot.
Right, and you can always get closer. I think that's a wild concept. Nowadays, everybody's so prone to shoot. Everybody wants to shoot so far, and you know, I can't tell you how many animals that I've had guys pass on that we just kill them the next day. You know, I mean, it's not the end of the world. Well, I know where he was. And, you know, tomorrow he can't be that far.
Right,
you know,
right.
There's no need to push it if you don't have to.
But practice getting that rifle off your shoulder and then drop it to a sitting position or off your shoulder and dropping down and dropping it over your pack and just work on it over and over until you get better and more sure and you get faster and you can put the shots on target. Kate, how can people find you, and how do they find out more about what you're up to?
I guess the best way to find me, I'm on Facebook. You can find me at Cade Cole, C-A-D-E-C-O-L-E. And then I've got a YouTube channel that's Cade Cole Roadhouse, and I've got some really good solo hunt films on there that are available to see, so check them out.
Outstanding. Hey, thanks for sharing your knowledge and your experience with us.
Hey, man, I really appreciate you having me on.
All right, you take care. All right, 866-TALK-GUN or Tom Talk Gun. We're open lines. Give me a shout.
Tiny footprint, max capacity. Meet the Ruger LCP Max. Now with a manual safety for those who like that extra layer of control. is chambered in 380, fits just about anywhere, and still brings serious firepower with a 10+1 capacity. Add in that crisp trigger and low recoil, and you've got one smooth little carry piece. The LCP Max. Carry light. Live ready.
Put all your gear on that you carry, and then roll around on the ground. Now get up. All your gear that's on the ground, that's what you're not going to have in a fight.
Gun Talk should be in your podcast feed. Check out Gun Talk Nation.
What's it like to be blown up?
You know, if it's like C4, it's almost like a smack.
Hunting. Yeah, we talk about that too.
On your crosshairs, I like a thin crosshair.
AJ, you're really dating yourself by calling things crosshairs.
You're reticle. Whatever.
Have some fun and stay informed with the Gun Talk Podcast.
When someone leaves you their gun collection, you may want a few, but what do you do with the rest? How do you sell them? Who do you call? Well, I call Johnny Dury at Dury's Guns. Whether you're selling one gun or 500, they'll tell you what it's worth and write you a check. Simple, quick, easy, fair. I trust Dury's Guns. Give them a call. Dury'sGuns.com.
Precision isn't a suggestion. It's the standard. The Ruger Precision Rifle is built for the long game. Match-grade accuracy, fully adjustable chassis, and built to last a lifetime. This isn't just another long-range gun. It's a system engineered to go long, shoot tight, and own the podium. Whether it's paper, steel, or out past 1,000, you've got the tool. The Ruger Precision Rifle, miles ahead.
Black Hills Ammunition is now loading a 300 PRC round with the excellent Hornady 212 grain ELDX hunting bullet. The new PRC eliminates the unnecessary belt of the 300 Winchester Magnum and increases the body diameter. The 300 PRC 212 ELDX travels at over 2,850 feet per second with 3,824 foot-pounds of energy. The result is an optimum combination of accuracy and game-stopping performance. Black Hills Ammunition, the power of performance.
Hey, hey, hey. The Gun Right Policy Conference registration is open now. GRPC, the 41st annual Gun Rights Policy Conference, is going to be September 25 to 27 in Dallas at the Westin Dallas Fort Worth Airport Hotel. If you've not been there, you're in for a treat. First of all, it's free. You show up. You're going to get like a big stack of books and information, but you're also going to get a chance to hang around with some of the movers and shakers of the Second Amendment world. You know, Four Boxes Diner, Mark Smith's probably going to be there. Cam Edwards is liable to be there. I'm liable to be there. Mark Walters is liable to be there. You never know who's going to be there, but it's going to be the people who have been in this battle for many, many years, people who are making a difference, people you've heard about, read about, listened to, watched on podcasts and videos. It's a great time. It's also a chance for you to get some ideas, share some ideas, take home some concepts, some techniques, some just ways that people are doing things in other states. You go, oh, we could take that back and do that back home. The other thing is you will find, I'm thinking about this because there have been a lot of people on X over the last few days posting all kinds of trash talk about Harmeet Dillon, posting pictures of her targets when she goes out and shoots, about me, about everybody, and just a lot of chest thumping about, like, they're the God's gift to the Second Amendment. And yet I've invited everybody to call in. Nobody calls in. Nobody wants to engage. You just want to throw out drive-by postings, if you will, and they won't make the effort, make the commitment, take the time, spend the money to go to the Gun Rights Policy Conference. It's an amazing resource. If you're in the area, just drive over and do it. It's fine. You go to the Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org, and you can sign up for the registration for the Gun Rights Policy Conference. Hey, let's go talk with Joel. He's out of Colorado. Joel, thank you for your patience. Welcome to Gun Talk.
Hey, Tom. Great to talk to you.
Thank you. What's up?
Hey, been listening for a long time. It's Sunday afternoon, usually headed to the range or back from the range, you know, when you're on. But I had three quick points on 308 day. Bought a SCAR 17S not too long ago.
Nice.
In 308, obviously. Have not fired it yet. I want to get it suppressed, but I haven't done that yet. Second point was in Colorado, super terrified of the gun tyranny that's coming, that's starting to take effect in August. And third point was taking first-time people to the range. Super important, super fun, teach gun safety, functionality. Been doing that for a long time and provide all the ammo and whatever guns we're shooting.
Talk me through it. When you take somebody to the range, first-time shooter, what do you do? What do you shoot? How do you set it up?
So a couple of weeks ago, my
Oh, no. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to see if we can call him back. I don't know if he hit a dead spot. It happens all the time. Where I live, it's the funniest thing. I'm driving into town. I'll be on the phone, talk to somebody. I say, okay, look, I'm coming up to the cattle guard, and we're going to lose cell phone service. And now the people I talk to regularly say, oh, okay, you're hitting the cattle guard? All right, I'll talk to you in 5 minutes. Because we've got this dead zone, and it is 100% guaranteed when you hit that last cattle guard. Because Oh, we got Joel back. All right. Hey, Joel, glad we got you back here. You were telling me about taking Bieber to the range.
We took my son and his girlfriend out, and she shot a gun only one time, one round before, and was interested in shooting. And so we all went out to the range, an outdoor range that I'm a member at. Shot some 9mm pistol, 10mm PCC suppressed, 300 black AR pistol suppressed, and a 5.56 rifle suppressed. And she shot them all, loved it, wants to come back again. So, yeah, taking first-timers is really important.
In your experience, your opinion, how important is adding the suppressor?
Oh, I think it's so wonderful because it takes the that wow factor out of, you know, the loud factor out of it a little bit for first-timers. Of course, we had hearing protection. I have extra sets, and I've taken a lot of people before I had cans, and, you know, we wear protection. But for my son's girlfriend, I think it added a lot because it made the rifles, and of course, the 300 black was in subsonic, so it was whisper quiet with the can.
Right.
And when she first saw it, she says, oh, my gosh, like, it looks scary. But then she shot it like, wow, that's fun.
At first you go, oh, wow, that looks like what I've seen in the movies of the bad guys using the shooting. You go, oh, wait, that's cool. I like that.
Yeah, especially how soft it shoots. And we sat down on the bench. We got our, you know, of course, first timer, you know, the first thing we shot was the 9mm pistol. We started, you know, there. Got her on paper, not too close, not too far. Got her to increase shot placement. Of course, safety and functionality is one of the first things you have to show anybody who's never handled. But all of that, and, you know, I'm not the best teacher, but it's always fun encouraging people when they get the bug. And like you said, you can't go past the point of fatigue and overwhelm somebody, and they go, no, I never want to do that again. But I did talk to my son and said she wants to come back. So, you know, every new gun enthusiast we can make is a success.
Absolutely. Well, well done. I'm glad we were able to get you back. Joe, I appreciate the call and appreciate what you're doing. You are a wonderful ambassador for the Second Amendment.
Thank you so much, Tom. Wonderful to talk to you.
All right. You take care. Yeah, there's got a lot of bad stuff happening politically on the Second Amendment front in Colorado. We're fighting it. We're working, hoping that the Supreme Court will take a couple of these cases. We just had a big one. When I come back, I'll tell you about that. On a court ruled that you cannot ban standard capacity magazines. This was in the District of Columbia. Yeah, the nation's capital. We'll see where that goes. Probably get appealed to the Supreme Court. But if we can get the Supreme Court to take an AR case and a magazine case, maybe we could put a stop to what's going on in some of these states out there. Our number, 866-TALK-GUN. Be right back.
Shopping for a car can be overwhelming. Prices, reliability, safety. It's hard to know where to start. That's where iccars.com comes in. iccars is the smart, easy way to buy your next car. With millions of listings analyzed every day, they give you unbiased ratings on price, quality, and long-term value. Whether you're looking for a new ride, a dependable used car, or just want to know if that deal is really worth it, iCars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check, so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iccars.com today or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's I-S-E-E-C-A-R.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavors. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at kcnr1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Hi, everybody. McGraw Millhaven here, host of America at Night. Tune in each and every weeknight for Late Night Conversation. We'll have interesting guests, informative conversations from people who have been there and have done that. Plus, we always have time for you, the listener, because we love late night conversations. Be sure to tune in every weeknight from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the next America at Night with me, McGraw-Milhaven, right here on KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, your talk radio station.
No fluff. Don't just read about cars. See them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's K-A-R-L-B-R-A-U-E-R Cars on YouTube.
Every day, thousands of women across America go for a run, expecting to return home safely. But the brutal murder of Laken Riley by an illegal immigrant shook the nation. Laken did nothing wrong. Her story is every woman's fear. It could have been anyone. Her killer should have not been here. That's why so many are relieved to see law enforcement taking action, securing the border, and deporting violent criminals. Women deserve safe communities. Yet, many college campuses celebrate and vow to protect illegal immigrants. Campus reform exposes this dangerous reality. A secure border and removal of criminal aliens are essential to public safety on campuses and beyond. America's education institutions should not stand in the way. Visit campusreform.org. Restoring Truth, Correcting Bias in Education, One Story at a Time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
I checked Allstate first and saved hundreds on my car insurance. Really smart. Unfortunately, I didn't check if I took the gas hose out of my car's tank. Ooh, not smart. And I drove off while still attached to pump number 3.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Potential savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate North American Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HYBRID to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HYBRID for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HYBRID for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
We'll
Okay, this is a big story. Just happened this week in a 2-1 decision. The District of Columbia Court of Appeals ruled that the district's prohibition on so-called large capacity magazines, which is basically magazines that hold more than 10 rounds, you know, standard capacity magazines, violates the Second Amendment. What they said was, well, the court concluded that the magazines that can hold more than 10 rounds are commonly owned, and according to the Heller decision from the Supreme Court, they said you can't ban arms that are commonly owned. Magazines are arms. Oh, yeah, by the way, so is body armor, so are knives. All of them are arms, according to the definitions at the time that our Constitution was written. And so what happens now? Possibly gets appealed to the Court of Appeals, the D.C. Court of Appeals. Might go to the Supreme Court. We'll see. But the Supreme Court actually has a couple of magazine cases that it's considering taking, as well as cases involving ARs. We really want the Supreme Court to take one or more of these hardware cases to move us along. We'll see what happens. We've got our fingers crossed there. All right, let's go line one. This is going to be Paul in Lake Park, Minnesota. Hey, Paul, you're on Gun Talk.
Hey, I just wanted to talk about my 308 and the fact I had to drive 150 miles to get it. It was back in the early 90s. I had been looking for, because I'm left-handed, and it was hard to find a left-hand bolt. It was my first left-hand bolt I bought and had to go to an auction 150 miles away to get it. I did get it. I shot a lot of deer with it. And I'm a small guy. I'm 5'6", 160 pounds. And, you know, this recoil thing, I've never had a problem with recoil. Now I got a 30-06 and a Ruger left-hand bolt, and I shoot that one now for deer hunting. But I've never had trouble with recoil ever, and I can shoot them with a T-shirt on. And you know, maybe I'm just built that way. I don't know, but I think the 308 is a great cartridge. 30-06, I think, is a great cartridge. I don't know which one I like better, but they're both great. But
it's kind of hard to choose between the two. They're almost the same ballistically. So what was the rifle that your first 308 was chambered in?
My 308 that I bought, it was a Remington 788. So it was a cheaper version of the 700.
Yeah, that's a nice rifle, though.
It is. Now, I got a question, and then I have a comment at the end of this. But I've been thinking about getting a Timney trigger for that, because the trigger isn't that great. But
yes,
I've shot a lot of deer with it. But should I get a Timney trigger?
Yes.
They're more expensive than they used to be.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. Get the Timney trigger, because the 788 was an incredibly accurate rifle. It has a very fast lock time, and that's one of the things that makes it accurate. It's also got a heavier barrel, but it's got a super fast lock time. It's got those rear locking lugs, and those things are just really accurate.
Right, and one guy told me that the 788 is an excellent rifle. It's got the same barrel as the 700, but just cheaper trigger and not a desirable stock on it, but it's a great gun. So
I would definitely put the Timney in it, and now you have upgraded that rifle, and it will be easier to shoot it accurately. It's a very accurate gun. I think you'll really like that. All right, and then you had a comment, I think you said.
Yeah, I got a comment. I've listened to you for over 26 years, and I do wish that you'd change your bumper music to maybe like Ted Nugent songs. I think that'd be an upgrade to what you play, because I don't know who's playing that electric guitar, but it doesn't sound that great. I think you should change your bumper music. And you should take a poll on that, maybe. I don't know, but
you just hurt Jim's feelings, because Jim, our producer, he produced that. His musician buddies recorded it. So, man, I'm not sure how long you're going to last on the air with me, man. He's going to knock you right off. Not really. Well, listen, I appreciate the call, sir. Let me explain lock time. Jim said to explain lock time. When you pull the trigger, it takes a while for things to happen in your gun. You know, the sear's got to break on the trigger. The spring's got to move the firing pin forward. It's got to hit the cartridge and goes off. We think of that as happening instantly. But if you get a chance to shoot, that's called lock time. That's the action, the lock. Some guns have faster lock times, and you can actually feel the difference. When it goes off, you go, ooh, that was different. Well, a faster lock time generally makes a rifle more accurate. The old Remington 3200 shotgun had a very fast lock time, and people shot very well with it. And then when you get to electronic triggers, electronic cartridges, I've shot some of those, it's instantaneous, and so you can really tell the difference in lock time. But, yeah, the 788 Remington was noted for having a very short or fast lock time. It's one of the things that made it so accurate. It's a really nice rifle if you get a chance to pick one up. Unfortunately, the prices of those have jumped up because people understand. They haven't been made in, I don't know, 25, 30 years, maybe more than that. But people understand how good they are, and now I see used prices going past $1,000 for a rifle that originally probably cost $150 or something like that. It's pretty crazy. Don't go anywhere. If you're on hold right now, I'm going to get to you. I want to take the break. Oh, no, we're not. Are we, Jim? I'm sorry. Okay, no break. All right, good. We can go straight to the phones here. Let's go to Paul number two. He is in Palmer, Alaska, with another 308 story. Hey, Paul.
Hey, how you doing, Tom? I wanted to tell you about my dad. Back in the 50s, he hunted with a 25-35 and a 32 Winchester Special. Well, Winchester, sometime in the late 50s, came out with that Model 88. And he convinced my mom to let him buy one. He loved that rifle. He hunted with that rifle for years and years when we lived in Northern California. Well, fast forward to 1969, we moved to Alaska. And everybody was kind of saying, you know, you really need to upgrade that. You know, you need a little bigger gun up here. He wouldn't give it up. He hunted moose, caribou, bear, everything with that rifle. Then fast forward to the 80s, we started going to Kodiak every year to hunt deer. And the deal was, is like, okay, Dad, you hunt with your 308 today, I'll keep my 375, and then tomorrow you take that 338 I bought you, and I get to hunt with my 270. But he would never reciprocate. He would keep that 308. He didn't want to give it up. He didn't like the 338. He didn't know. To the day he died, that was his primary hunting rifle, and he killed a lot of moose with it. And then my wife inherited it. She's a left-hander, and she killed her first moose with it with a 165-grain Nosler hand load that I hand-loaded with one shot. And just an amazing cartridge, amazing gun. I love the old – I think of you when I go to the gun shows and I see these old Model 100s. I know that's what you killed your first deer with. And but I love those old guns. I really like that old Model 88.
The 88 is a great, it's a good-looking lever action. It's more modern-looking, and they shoot really well. Their lockup is great. And so, you know, do you have extra magazines, Jonathan? Because it would be not a bad idea to have an extra magazine for that.
Yeah, I know. I haven't looked for what's the Gun Parts magazine. They, for a while, had some aftermarket magazines. I've been meaning to get one for it, and I haven't done that yet, but... But, yeah, that's definitely a good idea to have an extra magazine for it.
Right.
I'm amazed my dad didn't lose the one all those years.
Exactly. Exactly. You lose it or it gets damaged, and now you got a single shot. That's not great. But, yeah, great story. I appreciate the story about the 308. Well, let's stay on the 308 topic. Let's go to line three. Carl's with us out of Corpus Christi, Texas. Hey, Carl.
Hello?
Hey, Carl, you're on.
Hey, I got a 308 Savage. It's got the detachable clip. I think it's 5 or 10 rounds. I can't remember. The big old bolt, and it's got a threaded. It's got a threaded muzzle brake for a suppressor. And I would say that everybody's telling me the 308's so great, and I've had it for a few years, and I've kind of given up on it. But when I first got it, I put a Nikon scope on it. It was pretty expensive, like $800. And I had a problem with elevation, and it elevated out on me. And so I had to space it out with aluminum to get the scope down so that I could get it elevated right. And then I went ahead and put a suppressor on it. It was, I can't remember the name of the brand anyway, but the suppressor didn't seem to line up right, and it would barely graze. The bullet would barely graze the end of the suppressor, and it would throw the bullet off.
Sure.
About 8 feet. And so anyway, I'm not impressed with my setup. And then I had a friend who's a big range hunter, or he's long range hunter and likes distance shoot. He told me the 308's dead and the 6.5 Creedmoor is the way to go, and that nobody uses 308's for long range or anything like that. So there's my story.
Okay. A couple of thoughts. First of all, yes, people have gone into the 6.5 Creedmoor for long-range shooting for our targets. Question, how long a shot do you generally take on an animal, a game animal?
Oh, me? I've never taken so many, and really more than between 100 and 200.
Okay, so then long range doesn't matter in the slightest, and 308 will do everything you want it to do. But you got a problem both with the elevation and with the suppressor. I would try shooting that rifle without the suppressor. I would take that scope off and put a different scope on it. I think what you're going to find if you go back to it now, if you ignore everybody telling you, oh, yeah, 308's old-fashioned, the only problem is it still does everything it's supposed to do, and it does it really, really well. A good 308 is a match for anything that's out there, honestly. And if I had to go out and hunt in the West, I would take a 308 over a 300 Magnum every time just because of the lower recoil. And it's easy to carry, and it shoots fine out to 500 or 600 yards. It does everything I want it to do.
Yes, sir. Well, we're shooting no guide down here in South Texas. So I've moved up to the 338 Lapua. And so that's what we've been shooting them with. But anyway.
I mean, it works, but I'm going to tell you, they're no more dead with the 338 Lapua than they are with the 308. And look, I've shot Neo Guy. I know what they are. I know how tough they are. And if you wanted to shoot them with a 308, it would work just fine. The only problem is you got to be able to tell your friends you're full of beans when they tell you that's not enough. There's always somebody who's going to tell you that's not enough or whatever it is. You know, the guys who say, you can't kill a deer with a .243. Yeah, fine. You can kill a deer with a .223. It's all good. Enjoy your rifles, but I would suggest you might want to get the 308 back out and try it again. It's a great rifle, and it's a great cartridge. But, yeah, .338 Lapua, if you want to roll them over, that'll work, too. Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate that. Well, let's see. How are we fixed for time here, Jim? Oh, we got plenty of time. Let's go down to line one. Michael's with us out of Carson City, Nevada. Hey, Michael, you're made it on to Gun Talk. What's up?
I'm sorry. I know that you have been talking about the 308 and the 30-06 today because it is March 8th. But I have been listening to your program for a considerable time, and I wanted to call and tell you about a firearm that I purchased from the Old West Gun Shop in El Cerrito, California, on my 30th birthday. And it was a Whitney Kennedy 4440.
Wow.
And, it's octagon barrel, double trigger. The rear trigger is a set trigger, and the front trigger is a hair trigger. There's absolutely no kick. It does not have the range of a 308 or a 30-06. But it is a pleasurable firearm to shoot.
That is terrific, and I appreciate you sharing that. Some of those old cartridges are just so much fun to shoot, and get out these old guns and tinker around with those. And, we can do a lot with them. And, look, I thank you for the call and appreciate you sharing that story with us. It is amazing how good some of these are. Let's go grab Stu out of Georgia. Just popped up on line two. Hey, Stu, you're on Gun Talk. What you got?
Well, I saw this gun, and it was my birthday, middle of July last year, and I had to have it. And it was on guns.com, and it was used, and it was $289, and it was a beautiful Bull Armory Cherokee model, which has been discontinued. It's a 9mm CZ-75B compact replica with a polymer frame, and I bought it because it bore a striking resemblance to the gun I wanted 45 years ago. A gun called the Safari Arms Enforcer, which was a commander size 1911, but you can't get those anymore. So I bought this gun, but I didn't look at the fine print. And lo and behold, I have a close-end lease on a handgun, which if you know what a close-end lease is, it's an automotive lease, which means that when this lease is up in July, I don't own the gun.
You didn't just buy the gun?
Yeah, I Well, I wanted to get it on a credit in small payments. I'm kind of cheap that way. Anyway, I'm going to pay $659 for a $289 used gun because I used what amounted to an automotive lease from a company called Credova. And I need to start reading the fine print from now on.
Okay, I've seen ads that featured Credova. I don't know a thing in the world about them. And obviously, I've heard of Guns.com. I know who they are. They sell guns. But what you're saying is that this is a financing deal that where they're using an automotive-type finance. Are you saying that at the end of the period of time you're buying this on time, or you're financing it, but you don't actually own it at the end of the period?
That's exactly what the contract says, and at the end of the period, I can buy the gun for $47 and have to go and do some more paperwork at the gun shop. I've never seen anything like this, and yet I have the contract, and that's what it says. So I want to warn people, use your credit card.
just buy it. Use your credit card, pay it off that way. I appreciate the heads up on that. I don't know what the story is here. But I'm going to look into this because I've been seeing that service being offered various places online for buying guns. I want to find out what that's about. Never heard of anything like it. Reading the fine print is important, and most of us don't. I mean, I get it. It's like, okay, fine, I'm buying this on time, and this is what it's going to be. It's going to be a financing deal. We need to know more about this. If anybody's heard about this or run into a problem like that, give me a holler. By the way, you can call me right now and get on the after show. 866-TALK-GUN gets you in here. I'm Tom Gresham. Check us out at guntalk.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in the Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
With a powerful nitric oxide booster that starts working in just 3 hours with continued benefits over time. Feel like a new man, leaner, stronger, with more energy and drive.
Oh, yeah, we are so back!
Text BEAT to 215215 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2. We'll even throw in a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our most powerful fat incinerator ever. That's BEAT to 215215. BEAT to 215215.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Product not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The war machine rolls on. Congress wants its say, but will politics ultimately prevail? Find out this week on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Jim and I talked this over during the break, and this is our call for auditions. We had a caller say, you didn't like our bumper music. Cool. If you are a musician, if you want to submit some music, it's got to be original. Okay, you can't, like, rip off somebody else. But if you want to send it in to us, send it in. Tom at guntalk.com. Send me... No AI, Jim's saying. Yeah, none of that stuff. It's got to be original. You got to write it. You got to record it yourself using real musical instruments. But if we like it, we'll use it on the air. You got to give us permission, of course. We may use it in some of our commercials. We may have a way to use your music, but that would be kind of cool if you want to. So Tom at guntalk.com will get you in there. By the way, over on X, I am at guntalk. You can follow me there. We have some heated discussions going on right now. I think you would enjoy them. Let's go talk to Jim in Medford, Oregon. Jim, you got a range report for us, and I got 2 minutes for you.
Well, it's basically a comment, Tom. It's nice to talk to you again. I just had a kind of an anecdote for the end of your show. Why don't you see if you can get Donald Trump to call in and give a range report?
Well, you know, I don't know if I can get the Donald Trump, but I bet I can get Donald Trump Jr. because he shoots all the time.
There you go.
I think you know, the only problem with getting President Trump on here is that we are limited in the amount of time we have, and we actually have hard breaks, and getting him to keep anything on to a short period of time is tough, because he does go, as they say, he does go on and on. But there you go. But I like the idea, though. Look, I appreciate you. I think maybe getting Donald Jr. on would be good. But I want to say that Eric actually is a shooter as well, and we might be able to get him on. I think he's been doing long-range shooting. And Don Jr., if you're familiar with Ethos, they have their own magazine, and it's got hunting and shooting and stuff, and he's a big part of that, you know, that business model. So, yeah, you never know. I know people who know him. We can put out the call, and maybe we can get Don Jr. on here. Not to talk politics, but to talk guns and shooting and all the rest of it. So there you go. If you want to be part of the after show, give me a call right now. If you've never heard the after show, well, shame on you. It's part of our podcast. We take our radio show, and then we upload it and make it available as a podcast. And you can hear it through iHeart and Spotify and Apple and really anywhere you get your podcast. And yes, we archive this on a service called Spreaker. Frankly, you're better off getting it off of one of the podcast feeds. I'm just going to tell you right there. So there you go. Before I forget, this is happening next weekend, so let me get this out. The event is called Sharkapalooza, Second Amendment Festival and Range Day in Ruskin, Florida. It's March the 13th and 14th. You can go and shoot all sorts of guns and suppressors and everything else. It's free to get in, but if you want to shoot all the stuff, you buy a ticket there. Let's call Sharkapalooza in Ruskin, Florida. And I'm sure you can just do an internet search, a Google search, or whatever you use for that. That would be kind of fun. Look, any excuse to get out and shoot, especially when you can shoot guns you've not shot before, different guns, different suppressors, try different things and go, ooh, I like that. I've heard about that. Here's a chance to shoot it. Always fun. So it's not a case really of shooting other people's ammo because you end up paying for it, but you get to shoot a whole bunch of different things and talk to some of the experts from the various companies. Look for range days that various ranges have. Sometimes manufacturers or distributors will have range days, and they'll come in and have a bunch of different guns that you get to shoot, trying those out. Also, check out rangeradiostudios.com. That's our place down in Louisiana. We have events with manufacturers, and sometimes you get to come in and shoot things that are not even available. You have to keep it quiet until they're announced. You get to be the first ones to shoot them, and sometimes you get to keep the guns. Pretty cool. RangeReadyStudios.com. In the meantime, go out, do some shooting. Take somebody to the range. That's a good thing to do for the Second Amendment. Carry all the time. Watch your six. Be careful out there.
C. 60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, America's best network, according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever duty calls. Visit t-mobile.com/military-savings to learn more.
In Columbus, Ohio, around Veterans Day last year, dozens of local veterans took the initiative to support neighbors struggling with food insecurity, not by marching or protesting, but by volunteering at the Mid-Ohio Food Market. Organized by a veteran service and volunteer organization, the event brought together veterans of various conflicts and branches of the military to sort donations, load food into cars, and hand out produce to families in need. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. Just plain wicked weather across much of the country. Blizzard conditions in the upper Midwest. Forecasters tracking strong winds across the plains. And National Weather Service warning about the threat of tornadoes through the Mid-South, at least into Monday night. In Marshfield, Wisconsin, snowplow driver Aaron Haas says this is a snowstorm that he hasn't seen in a long time.
I just did my first driveway, and it took me a long time. It's a very small driveway. Normally doesn't take me very long. But when you have this sheer amount of snow with the drifting, the snow has to go pretty much wherever it can. I'm looking at a pile in front of my truck right now that is as tall as the hood of my, or as tall as the roof of my truck that I stacked.
In the Aloha State, strong winds, heavy rain, miserable conditions. Maui Mayor Richard Bisson.
We continue to need everyone's help. Please stay off the roads unless travel is absolutely necessary. Roadways remain hazardous due to flooding and debris. In Hana, dozens of residents were temporarily cut off due to roads washing out.
The Pentagon expanding its crackdown on the news media. Here's White House correspondent Greg Plugston.
News photographers have been banned from Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's briefings on the Iran war. The Washington Post reported that Pentagon officials were upset with what they viewed as unflattering pictures of Hegseth, something the Pentagon refuted. Last year, most mainstream news organizations left their Pentagon workspace rather than accept new Trump administration rules that restrict their movements and who they can talk to. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Government responding now with caution after President Trump called on countries, including China, to send warships to help protect vessels that are attempting to get through the Strait of Hormuz. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Whether you're climbing the corporate ladder, launching a new project, or just looking for that extra edge, your brain is your most valuable asset. Now there's a way to support it every single day, Think Factor. From the makers of Relief Factor, Think Factor is built to help you stay sharp, nurture your memory, boost your attention. It unlocks the mental clarity and precision you need to stay ahead of the game, no matter the challenge. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works. This is not a one-off. You want to take Think Factor regularly. If you're a go-getter who refuses to settle, Think Factor can help you perform at your best and keep your edge. Call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF, or just visit relieffactor.com to order Think Factor. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily with Think Factor.
Are Iranian citizens actually helping Israel?
There are reports ordinary Iranians are providing real-time targeting information to Israel, enabling UAV strikes against military checkpoints in Tehran during the ongoing conflict. This crowdsourced intelligence is weakening the regime's repressive forces, boosting resistance morale, and potentially accelerating defections within its ranks.
Correspondent Bob Agnew reporting, and he notes that analysts believe this tactic weakens Iranian leaders' control, fosters grassroots resistance, and could ultimately lead to the downfall of Iran's leadership. Australian government says a fifth member of the Iranian women's soccer team who accepted a refugee visa to stay in Australia has now left the country. Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke's office says the player's departure shortly before midnight Sunday just leaves two of the women left there. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Republican strategist Aaron McGuire says the Democrats are demanding some unreasonable compromises to start refunding the Department of Homeland Security.
Making little carve-outs to try and make things slightly easier and less politically worrisome for the Democrats, like allowing for the TSA funding to go through, but still block Coast Guard and the other measures, that doesn't make sense.
McGuire says one party is to blame.
Democrats are the ones who yet again have taken a political hostage that is going to hurt the American people. It is not hurting anybody else other than the traveling public right now. It's spring break time. There are families trying to enjoy their lives, spend money, keep our economy moving, and Democrats are saying we're going to make it that much tougher for you to do so.
It is time for March Madness. Duke is the top seed in the men's tourney, UConn the top one in women's. More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
They've experienced lightheadedness and fainting. And what is particularly disconcerting is the aftermath of these episodes. Many of the folks who experience Havana syndrome claim to have long-term cognitive deficits. Some of them are disabled. They have long-term balance problems. They have chronic headaches, and it is a very, very weird syndrome. And what the party line has been of the CIA over the years has been, well, we're not quite sure what's going on here. We're not sure that it is associated with an attack by a foreign entity, and we don't seem to find any traces of organic illness. Maybe it's just a psychosomatic problem. And in fact, I have here some of the earlier assessments about Havana syndrome. And these assessments and articles don't age really well. They are examples of people attributing physical symptoms to just mental aberrations on the part of the people who experience them. And so they actually did a big study around 2023 of folks who experienced Havana syndrome. They did MRIs and they did blood tests. They did all kinds of analysis. And they came up with nothing. They couldn't find any traces of any kind of physical change in these people, except for the fact that these people were complaining of a lot of symptoms. And so I have here an article that was written, I guess, 2023 or 2024, from an associate professor of medicine at Yale, who writes for the Huffington Post and NPR and Medscape. And he writes, "The most extensive study yet of Havana syndrome turns up nada." And he concludes, look, there are a lot of ifs here. If these studies are accurate and the individuals in these studies are actually representative of those with Havana syndrome, and if the information available to certain agencies, but not to us, is generally in line with these findings, it seems likely that the syndrome is a manifestation of depression and PTSD as filtered through the perception of those embedded in a hostile environment. If not, perhaps wearing a tinfoil hat is not the worst idea in the world, says rather contemptuously. And this set of problems has been attributed to something called mass psychogenic illness. Mass psychogenic illness, which also has been termed hysterical contagion. Okay? And another assessment of this, which didn't age particularly well, kind of snarky: Havana syndrome is a case of old wine in new skins. Despite its novel appearance, it embodies key elements of two long-standing moral panics. The first is the, quote, enemy at the gate, the fear of imminent threat from nefarious foreigners intent on causing harm to one's country or its citizens. Common xenophobic scapegoats in American history include the fear of Chinese, Russians, Japanese, Jews, and Muslims. The second fear involves health threats from new technologies, which can be traced back centuries from the belief that listening to the strains of certain musical instruments could cause illness. to concern that exposure to electric lights would induce blindness. Contemporary examples include health worries involving mobile phones, Wi-Fi, 5G, and wind turbines. Havana syndrome is just the latest in a long list of health scares. In October 2021, the U.S. Congress passed a law authorizing financial compensation for government victims of, quote, Havana syndrome. This is reminiscent of past decisions to award compensation for dubious conditions, such as railway spine, something that happened in England in 2020, and telephone sickness in German switchboard operators, which took place in 2003. So that didn't particularly age well. But the problem is that there is such a thing as hysterical contagion or mass psychogenic illness. It's also kind of a social contagion. It's like it's contagious because people who feel crappy sometimes communicate with other people. We saw it online, the social contagion of Tourette's syndrome among young female TikTok users. They developed ticking in line with what they saw on TikTok. But the problem is that these psychogenic illnesses have rather vague symptoms. Common symptoms include dizziness, nausea, headaches, fainting. And they also can occur in the setting of intense shared psychological stress, such as being in the CIA or being stationed overseas in a stressful environment. And so the big reveal, and I was watching 60 Minutes, I said, what can they tell us new about this that I don't already know? Well, what they revealed is that Tulsi Gabbard, who is head of the office of the Director of National Intelligence, which oversees health agencies, she's running shotgun over a host of agencies. And her appointment was kind of controversial because the CIA, many old-line CIA folks said, she has no business doing intelligence. She has a good military history. She was a major in the military. But what does she know about intelligence? Well, she was put in place to enact some reforms at the intelligence agencies. And one of the reforms is to now reveal that the CIA undertook a cover-up about Havana syndrome. And the proof of that is that the CIA conducted an operation, a covert operation, where they obtained a device. Initially, they thought that to cause such serious injuries, a device sending sound waves would have to be the size of a truck to create such severe injuries and transmit such intense sound waves or electromagnetic waves or whatever. But the physics of it are actually something that a foreign adversary has worked out, probably Russia. And what they've managed to do is create a device that is portable and small and generates pulsing sound waves of a certain frequency that can damage the brain and the nervous system. So on the black market, they obtained, for $15 million, they bought one of these devices, and they tested this device on animals, and they found that it had a profound negative effect on their brain function and nervous system function. And so this is for real and scary. And not only that, is it small and portable, it can be set for remote control, left in a secret place, or it can be transmitted over distance. And this kind of ups the ante in a Cold War, and indeed, in certain parts of the world, when it comes to Iran, a hot war that we're engaged in. And the concern is that if the CIA was able to obtain it on the black market, could other dangerous foreign entities have obtained one of these devices that scrambles the brains of its targets? A very, very scary prospect with a new technology that has deleterious effects. And so absence of proof, you know, they couldn't find any proof that anything was wrong with these people, but absence of proof does not mean proof of absence. There's something to it when it comes to Havana syndrome. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and you're listening to Intelligent Medicine.
If you've followed my work, you know that I consider omega-3 fish oil to be an indispensable part of my daily regimen. If you're already taking omega-3s, you should know that I've discovered a product so special that it's become my go-to brand. Omega-3 Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health is a premium blend of pure oils from wild-caught Alaskan cod and sockeye salmon. Unlike most other brands, omega-3 Rejuvenate comes straight from the sea into the hands of skilled fishermen, instantly flash frozen, and taken to their specially designed shoreside plant using a low-heat technique to extract the pure amber omega oil that contains all natural and abundant full-spectrum omega-3s, including EPA, DHA, as well as DPA, plus all natural vitamins A and D, and naturally occurring pro-resolving mediators to support cardiovascular, cognitive, and immune health. Their unique process preserves the natural goodness of the fish, so you get maximum benefits in every soft gel. Visit BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman and experience the difference. That's BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman for omega-3 Rejuvenate. Use coupon code HOFFMAN20 for 20% off site-wide.
Now, more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. The key to Dr. O'Hara's success is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites that are in each capsule. Postbiotic metabolites are important to the regulation of most systems in our body. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus. Merging nature and science, Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus combines Brazilian green propolis, vitamin E, astaxanthin, and tocotrienols for additional and powerful immune support. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With their slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300 a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Metabolism Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255, and that means you can call in and you can record a question. So let's hear one of those.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. This is Irene from Michigan. My question is regarding something that I have called duodenitis. I had several months ago, I had a colonoscopy and an endoscopy, and then they all said that I had some duodenal erosions. They said the second, third, and fourth duodenal portions was normal. But they did want me to take Privasec, 20 milligrams, for at least 2 weeks, but my gastroenterologist wants me to take it for the rest of my life. So I like your opinion on that. I would appreciate it very much.
Okay. Well, you know, so Prilosec is actually a good fix for duodenitis. You know, I think Prilosec, these powerful acid-blocking drugs, are sometimes too casually dispensed for minor heartburn, a little bit of esophagitis or GERD. But if you have duodenitis, that could be a precursor to a duodenal ulcer, which is serious. And so the suggestion is that you do take it for a short period of time until your symptoms are relieved, and then slowly taper off. You have to taper because if you go cold turkey, sometimes there's rebound acid production. The other thing that might be implicated in duodenitis is a bacteria called H. pylori. You should be tested for that because treatment of that can relieve stomach ulcers. It doesn't relieve GERD, doesn't relieve esophagitis, but when it comes to the stomach, H. pylori can be a culprit. You probably do not want to stay on this for the rest of your life because there are consequences. When you shut off stomach acidity, you hamper your absorption of critical things like magnesium and vitamin B12 and calcium, and that could put you at higher risk for osteoporosis. There's some evidence that you may increase the risk for irritable bowel syndrome, for gastrointestinal infections if you go on a cruise and all the passengers are getting some sort of Montezuma's revenge because you're on an acid blocker. You have less defense against consuming bacteria and food. And there are other potential consequences. It's been debated, but there's some concern about higher risk of dementia when you take these long-term, higher risk of kidney disease. And so the suggestion is that you perhaps see a nutritionally oriented physician, get some advice about what you can do from a dietary standpoint, as you wean off Prilosec, maybe take a less powerful acid blocker like Pepcid or Famotidine for a while. Take some DGL or some Endofen. These are products available through DrHoffmanStore.com, our full script dispensary, and that will soothe your stomach lining and bring about healing so you're not dependent on Prilosec for the rest of your life. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about some of the benefits of fish oil. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. You've talked with your kids and shared clear expectations, but you're not with them every minute. Your community members, friends and relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe, because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
If your quest for longevity feels overwhelming, here's some good news. It starts with one simple daily habit. MitoPure gummies from Timeline. They're the first ever longevity gummies that ignite mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of research. MitoPure gummies utilize a powerful compound that redefines what's possible for your longevity. MitoPure produces the first ever urolithin A gummies that support your cellular energy so you feel strong, clear, and vibrant. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started using it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Better recovery starts at the cellular level. For more information and to order, just go to timeline.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for 20% off. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for 20% off MitoPure gummies with code Hoffman.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
How we pay for goods and services online and at retail is evolving, fusing convenience with security. Visa's Mark Nelson, head of consumer payment products, says Visa recently announced 7 new and exciting technologies. Mark shared a couple with me here.
But we've introduced a flexible credential whereby a single card can be what you want it to be depending on the transaction type. We've also introduced this concept of a passkey, and it's all around how do we make payments safer and easier to use online. We also announced this thing called a data token, which allows the customer to get a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, they can enable a better shopping experience all through AI, and it's a way in which the consumers have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
More info is at Visa.com. That's simply Visa.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The war machine rolls on. Congress wants its say, but will politics ultimately prevail? Find out this week on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Rollett Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. We'll be taking some more of your calls momentarily. But here are a couple of interesting stories about omega-3 fatty acids derived from fish oil, EPA, DHA, and other components of fish oil. This article has an intriguing title, Neuroticism, Omega-3 Fatty Acids, and Risk of Incident Dementia. Okay, everybody, I think, to some extent, is a little bit neurotic. Good thing that we're not psychotic, but neuroticism, pretty common, but a high degree of neuroticism, you know, obsessive thoughts, depression, anxiety, these are features of neuroticism. And to the extent possible, we want to avoid neuroticism. I think we'd all agree. In this study, they looked at the relationship between neuroticism, dementia, and the levels of omega-3 fatty acids in a large group of individuals, 40 to 69, in the UK Biobank, over 200,000 dementia-free participants. That's a pretty big group. And what they found is that it turns out that neuroticism was associated with 119 different metabolites in the body, you know, perhaps having to do with, you know, various markers of inflammation or adequacy of certain vitamins, B12, vitamin D, etc., but many, many factors. So they tested for 249 metabolites, 119 were related to neuroticism. Among these, five metabolites involved in fatty acid metabolism showed consistent associations with both neuroticism and the incidence of dementia. In particular, DHA appeared to be a key. DHA seems to be the omega-3 mostly associated with brain benefits, both in infant formula and towards the end of life, right? We want to put DHA in infant formula. We also want middle-aged and older adults to make sure they have adequate DHA. Conversely, this is interesting too, the omega-6, omega-3 ratio was associated with neuroticism and dementia. So it is true that, you know, our Western diets, very high in omega-6 oils, seed oils, especially refined seed oils, soy oil, and safflower oil, and canola oil, and sun, you know, all these oils that they put into ultra-processed foods or into fried foods, fast foods. We get too much omega-6, and we don't get enough omega-3. Hence, the omega-6 ratio is high. Too much omega-6, not enough omega-3. That was associated with neuroticism and dementia. So, suggestion is, yeah, omega-3 important for protection against, hey, who wants to be neurotic? All right. This article, omega-3 supplementation improves depressive symptoms and cognitive function in adolescent depression. Interesting study. And this is something that I see the kids, you know, the parents bringing the kids, can you fix my kid? You know, my kid is doing poorly in school. Can you help him in school? Well, you know, what is there something that can help their brains? And the first thing I think of, omega-3 fatty acids. It could also be other things, the B vitamins, iron. These are things that also may improve brain function. But first things first, omega-3 supplementation, it says here, improves depressive symptoms and cognitive function in adolescent depression. What they found is their conclusion, our results demonstrate that omega-3 treatments are effective for reducing depressive symptoms, as well as improving cognitive function, memory. And these results suggest that omega-3 is a promising adjuvant treatment for adult adolescent depression. The study that I would love to see, you know, all these teenage shooters, you know, the ones who do the school shootings and go off, more research needs to be done on, and this may sound trivial, because a lot of people say, well, you know, you've got your hobby horse, it's nutrition, it could be so many other things, it could be, you know, social media, it could be poor parenting. But I think diet has a major impact on the potential for depression and suicidal and violent behavior in adolescents. And more omega-3 supplementation could go a long way towards alleviating that. So, perfect segue to my discussion about what I now consider, and have long considered, an indispensable part of my daily regimen. This is a product that I've recommended to my patients and followers. If you're already taking omega-3, you should know that I've discovered a product so special that it's become my go-to brand. Even though I've been taking fish oil for a long time, I come across this one, and I think they do the best job. Dr. Jeffrey Bland, one of the luminaries in the world of complementary health, takes omega-3s to a new level. Omega-3 Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health is a premium blend of pure oils from wild-caught Alaskan cod and sockeye salmon. It's sourced from the pristine waters of Alaska, and unlike most other brands, Omega-3 Rejuvenate does it differently. It's very unprocessed. The product comes straight from the sea into the hands of skilled fishermen. It's instantly flash frozen and taken to their specially designed shoreside plant using a low-heat technique to extract the pure amber omega oil. You can see the difference. It's a beautiful, darker amber color, which contains all natural and abundant full-spectrum omega-3s, including EPA, DHA, as well as DPA plus all natural vitamins A and D, as well as naturally occurring pro-resolving mediators to support cardiovascular, cognitive, and immune health. Their unique process preserves the natural goodness of the fish, so you get maximum benefits in every soft gel. There are no fillers, no shortcuts, just pure, potent wellness. So please visit bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman and experience the difference. That's bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman for Omega-3 Rejuvenate, and you can use coupon code Hoffman20 for 20% off site-wide. Special offer to our Intelligent Medicine listeners. BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman20 for 20% off site-wide for Omega-3 Rejuvenate. All right, 877-726-8255, our number, and let's take one of our calls.
What is your opinion of the shingles vaccine? And should a senior citizen get it?
Okay. Well, it's recommended that senior citizens take the shingles vaccine, which prevents shingles. And shingles is a recurrence of chickenpox. Chickenpox, if you've had it as a kid, it's one of those forever things. It's a member of the herpes virus family, and sufferers of genital herpes and oral herpes infections know that under conditions of stress, it can sometimes come out. And not everyone who's had chickenpox gets shingles, but under conditions of immune suppression, say you're getting cancer chemotherapy, or maybe you're just older, or maybe you're under stress, sometimes you can get an outbreak of shingles. And shingles can be really painful, very debilitating. You can develop what's called post-herpetic neuralgia. Is even after the little blisters heal, there can be chronic nerve pain that can be quite devastating. And so the shingles vaccine could make sense for an over 50 individual. And the previous one, what was called the Zostavax, was not that effective, especially in older seniors, because their immune system wasn't as strong and the vaccine didn't take. But with a new vaccine that's called the Shingrix, it's about 97% effective at preventing shingles episodes, or at least reducing their severity. The one thing I would suggest, though, is if you're considering taking it, try not to take it right before you're going to be busy with something, or like right before like a vacation, because you can feel kind of under the weather after it. I think it's a series of two or three shots that you're supposed to get. And when you take the shot, you might be fine. You might just have a sore arm. But some people just are really knocked out. I recall one of our receptionists who took it during the week, and she was really knocked out. You know, I sent her home one day because I said, man, you are so knocked out from this. Just go home. And I said, look, the next when you take the second one, please take it on a Friday so that you have the weekend to recuperate before you come back to the office, because it really kind of hit her hard. Not necessarily, I'm just saying. We'll talk a little bit more about vaccines when we return. In particular, if you have questions about the flu vaccine, I got the 411 on the latest flu vaccine and its effectiveness. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Kids don't just bring home homework. They bring home germs. And those germs don't just stay with them. They spread to the whole household. That's why Clear Nasal Spray was created by a practicing physician to give parents and grandparents peace of mind. You may not think about it, but your nose is filtering out a semi-truck full of air every single day. Clear isn't just another spray. It creates an additional layer of protection in your nose that blocks bacteria and viruses before they can even take hold. Yes, even that virus. Supporting your body's defenses right where germs first try to enter. Clear is a hygiene product recommended for daily use, drug-free, non-drowsy, and safe for all ages. Just a quick spray in the morning and evening helps you cleanse your nose. Don't just hope for protection, create it. Get Clear Nasal Spray, your daily defense. Clear Nasal Spray is available at retailers nationwide and online. Check out clear.com for our special offers. That's X-L-E-A-R.com.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/Protocol for Life Balance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements specifically designed to support neurological health and cognition, Cogumin SLCP, Magtine, Phosphatidylserine, and Brain Regain. Cogumin SLPC is curcumin optimized to penetrate the blood-brain barrier, where it helps protect brain tissue. Magtine may support healthy cognitive function, learning, and memory. Phosphatidylserine supports neuronal membrane fluidity, promoting cognitive function and mental acuity. And Brain Regain is a broadly useful herbal health aid that may be advantageous for supporting healthy cognitive performance. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance.
Get ready for spring with Master Gardeners at Readying Your Garden, March 28th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Shasta College, building 4,000 and 4,500. Choose three 40-minute sessions on topics like composting, garden bugs, seeds, and starting plants from cutting. Bring a soil sample for on-site analysis and healthy cuttings for a plant swap. Cost is only $5 for materials and seeds. For more information, email mastergardener@shastacollege.edu or call 530-242-2219.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Reading and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
U.S. Wendy. Shopping for a car can be overwhelming. Prices, reliability, safety. It's hard to know where to start. That's where iccars.com comes in. iccars is the smart, easy way to buy your next car. With millions of listings analyzed every day, they give you unbiased ratings on price, quality, and long-term value. Whether you're looking for a new ride, a dependable used car, or just want to know if that deal is really worth it, iCars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check, so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, Buy It Smarter. Visit iccars.com today or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's iccars.com.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
The smartest way to spend your money is not to. Straight Talk offers free 5G phones for new and existing customers on Verizon's 5G network. So the refund money I don't spend on that free phone is the refund money I get to keep for my family. Smart.
Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. We'll continue to take calls a little later, but I got a couple of items that I want to share with you. We were talking earlier about the shingles vaccine, the so-called Shingrix vaccine. And another vaccine that is being recommended, I watched a TV and it was like something like getyourflushot.org, you know, advertisement, get your flu shot. And everybody is saying this is, you know, every year they say this is the worst flu season ever. You know, it's horrible, terrible, you know, but some of that is a scare story. Some of it is exaggeration and some of it is just a sales pitch to get you to take the shot. Or to buy, you know, certain supplements that are said to help provide you with a bulwark against all misfortune. Had a Zoom meeting recently, it was like a board meeting of the American Nutrition Association, and I noticed a couple of people were down with the flu. So there, it really is, something's going on. People are getting the flu. Knock wood, I haven't had it yet. But, you know, a lot of people are saying they're under the weather. They, you know, whether they test for the flu. You now can test for influenza A. You can do a quick test and find out if indeed you have the flu. But if you feel really lousy and you've got a fever and it feels more than a cold, chances are that it's the flu. Here is a report on this year's flu vaccine. And when people ask me, should I take the flu shot, I say I'm a flu shot agnostic. You know, just like, you know, the belief in God. You know, some people say, look, I can't tell you that I'm an atheist where I deny the potential for there to be a supernatural being, an all-knowing force. But on the other hand, agnostics are not believers. They don't necessarily attend religious services or subscribe to any particular religious belief. So I'm a flu shot agnostic, and here's another reason why that is a position that I will maintain. Because I got to tell you that if there was a flu shot that was extremely effective and showed minimal side effects, the side effects being maybe a sore arm or a little bit of fatigue or malaise for a couple of days, it'd be worth taking because the flu, no joke. And especially if you're an older individual and you've got an underlying health problem, perhaps you've got COPD or you've got diabetes, a flu can throw you into a tizzy. I mean, you can really be headed for a downfall. And it, I mean, literally can cause you to be hospitalized or worse. So here's a report on this year's flu vaccine. It is from the Journal of the American Medical Association. And the way they test this is they won't know for a while if the flu vaccine actually prevents people from getting the flu. That's really the test, right? To see if the flu vaccine prevents people from getting the flu. So take a control group that didn't get vaccinated, take a comparable control group that got vaccinated, and we'll see at the end of the season. The season's not over yet, so they can't report on it. And usually there's a delay as they compile data, so maybe we'll get a report on this, you know, when it's too late, you know, late in summer when nobody gets the flu. And they're already working on the next vaccine. So, as you might know, they actually create these vaccines months and months before the flu season hits. So this vaccine, the vintage of it is probably sometime early in 2025. And then what happens is there's genetic drift of the viral genetic material, and sometimes it eludes the vaccine. So the current type of flu that's circulating is something called influenza A H3N2, and it represents about 96% of circulating influenza strains in the U.S. All right? We test in order to find out if a vaccine is effective, and actually this is the way that we approve vaccines, we test antibody response. We see if your titers of resistance to the flu are listed by the vaccine, and that's considered a success, right? It doesn't necessarily mean that you won't get the flu, but you might get a milder form of the flu, or you might actually avoid getting the flu. We don't know until we look at the data at the end of the season. So anyway, they did all this testing, and there's a lot of statistical tables. There's a lot of very, very technical terminology. And here's what they conclude. Antibody responses following vaccination were significantly less robust to the H3N2 subclad K variants. In other words, people are not forming proper immunity when they take the vaccine. It's disappointing. These data, I'm quoting from Journal of the American Medical Association, indicate that the H3N2 subclad strain partially evades both prior immunity and the current influenza vaccine. Nevertheless, they say the modest boost of antibody titers following immunization suggests that the vaccine will still provide some benefit against H3N2 subclad K. However, the lower antibody titers to H3N2 subclad K compared with other recent influenza strains, both before and after vaccination, have important implications for the likely continued spread of this new influenza strain and for selection of future vaccine technologies. Long story short, previous vaccines, which weren't all that effective, you know, double-digit effectiveness, you know, low double-digit effectiveness is considered somewhat effective, but if it's even less effective than previous iterations of the flu vaccine, it's not a resounding success. So you can take it, and you, as they say, you know, it might reduce the severity of your flu if you have really crappy immunity and you're at high risk if you get the flu. Yeah, maybe take it. You know, wouldn't hurt, but its effectiveness is a little bit up in the air. Folks, if your quest for longevity feels overwhelming, there's some good news. It starts with one simple daily habit, and that is MitoPure gummies from Timeline. They're the first ever longevity gummies. They ignite mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. It works on the mitochondria, hence they call it MitoPure. It's a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of research, and I've seen the research. It is quite compelling. MitoPure gummies utilize a powerful compound that redefines what's possible for longevity. MitoPure produces the first ever urolithin A gummies that supports your cellular energy, so you feel strong, clear, and vibrant, boosts your cellular energy, and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. And I can attest that as someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started using it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Better recovery starts at the cellular level. For more information and to order, just go to timeline.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for 20% off. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for 20% off MitoPure gummies with code Hoffman. All right, I just did a podcast on an improved way of doing assisted living for adults. And one of the things that we talked about is robotic pets that can help folks who have memory problems and dementia feel less lonely. I've got a story coming up next hour about a study looking at the positive impact of robotic pets. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Are you concerned about your blood pressure? Join the millions worldwide who have chosen Kyolic as a natural alternative to support their heart health. Why Kyolic? It works. Over 900 published scientific articles and research studies have shown that kyolic-aged garlic extract has a positive effect on cardiovascular risk factors such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, circulation, blood sugar balance, and more. Kyolic-aged garlic extract, organically grown garlic, aged for up to 20 months for maximum purity and potency. Gentle on the stomach, easy to swallow capsules with no offensive garlic odor or taste. Visit kyolic.com. That's kyolic.com. Learn about Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure, as well as Kyolic's other cardiovascular formulas. Kyolic is sold at Sprouts, natural grocers, Whole Foods, and natural health stores everywhere. Also online. Get Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109. It works.
2.8 million dollars to study fighting hamsters, $11 million on cat constipation, $2.4 million to see if monkeys gamble. This is how Washington spends your tax dollars, funding absurd studies through U.S. universities. Campus Reform is exposing this waste, calling out taxpayer-funded grants that embarrass our institutions. Research dollars should support real progress, medical breakthroughs, innovation, not kitten motion sickness. Thanks to these reports, hundreds of millions in grants have already been canceled. Campus Reform will keep shining a light, holding wasteful programs accountable. Visit campusreform.org to stay informed. Restoring truth. Correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. Gulf states intercepting new missiles and drones.
Gulf states are reporting new missile and drone attacks after Tehran threatened to widen its campaign and called for the evacuation of three major ports in the UAE. Iran says the U.S. is attacking from the UAE. The country also continues launching missiles and drones at Israel. As Israel and the U.S. keep up the assault on Iran, on Saturday, a missile struck a helipad inside the U.S. embassy compound in Baghdad. President Trump has said the U.S. destroyed military sites on Karg Island and warned that its oil infrastructure could be next. I'm Julie Walker.
National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says a major snowstorm, blizzard conditions, and more affecting the upper Midwest into the Great Lakes region for the next 24 to 36 hours.
A lot of these areas are seeing 1 to 2 feet of snow, portions of Minnesota, Wisconsin, northern Michigan, locally higher totals. Quite a bit of wind with this storm, too, so we have the blowing snow issue as well. And then the cold temperatures behind it. We'll have temperatures across portions of the northern plains that get below zero.
Unusual weather in the Aloha State. Strong winds, heavy rain, and flooding.
We're seeing widespread impacts to roadways and infrastructure across Maui County. County teams are working around the clock with MEMA, the National Weather Service, and our state and community partners to respond to storm impacts and emergency situations.
Richard Bisson is the mayor of Maui. Under pressure from President Trump, Senate Republicans plan to launch a full debate next week on legislation imposing strict new proof of citizenship requirements. President says he will not sign any other legislation until this bill, Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act, is approved. More on these stories, townhall.com.
You know, life moves fast. Staying sharp, focused, and clear-headed isn't always easy. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor has developed something brand new, Think Factor. Think Factor is made to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that unlocks mental clarity and precision, nurtures your memory, boosts your attention. With Think Factor, brain power and performance finally meet for lasting daily results. Supercharge your memory, mental sharpness. Your brain is your most valuable asset, powering your creativity, focus, and daily performance. If you're feeling mentally foggy, give it a try. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, it was a game changer for me. Look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works for you. If you've ever thought you want to be more clear, more focused, call 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit relieffactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit relieffactor.com for Think Factor.
Jet fuel prices are increasing, and that could mean we'll pay more when it comes to airfares.
Airline ticket prices are starting to climb as carriers respond to rising jet fuel costs tied to the war in Iran. Some international carriers already have raised their fares or added fuel surcharges. Experts say it's not a question of if airfares increase, but when and by how much, and that can be hard to predict. Industry analysts say the impact of higher jet fuel costs can vary based on the route, airline, and travel demand. I'm Mike Hempen.
Energy Secretary Chris Wright directing a Texas-based oil and gas company to restore operations in waters off Southern California that were damaged by a 2015 oil spill, invoking the Defense Production Act, restoring Sable Offshore Corporation's Santa Ynez unit and pipeline off Santa Barbara could address some risk. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. A progressive activist group known as Freedom Trainers reportedly has been caught coaching members on how to conceal their political views during jury selection in federal cases tied to the Trump Department of Justice and then use jury nullification to block convictions. Here's Bernie Bennett.
Freedom Trainers, formed in late 2024. Reportedly train activists to dress neutrally, avoid revealing political affiliations, and pass through jury selection undetected. Once seated, trainees allegedly are encouraged to vote not guilty regardless of evidence, leveraging jury nullification as a political tool.
The Justice Department is warning it takes such attempts to improperly influence juries very seriously. In the meantime, a number of legal experts around the nation say the scheme undermines the constitutional right of an impartial jury. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Looking for a great way to spend your Sunday? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and indulge in our Sunday brunch. Available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. End your weekend with us and get this all-you-can-eat brunch for $45 with a River Club card. Or $55 without. Kids under 10 eat for just $15. Gather your friends and family and enjoy our wide variety of specialty entrees, perfect for a relaxing Sunday morning or afternoon. For menu or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This is retired Chaska County Supervisor Trish Clark. The Frontier Senior Center in Anderson needs you. Recent heavy rains brought to our attention that our 30-year-old roof is leaking, threatening a facility that serves our community seniors every single day. Join us on March 14th, dinner prepared by the Anderson Rotary, auction drawings, and a chance to make a real difference. For tickets, contact the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson today, 365-3254, or go to our webpage at frontierseniorcenter.com.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we open with an Oscar-winning leading man doing the radio thing. Then stick around for part two of the exciting five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Meg's Palace Matter, featuring Virginia Gregg as Meg. Eldred Gregory Peck was born in La Jolla, California in 1916. That 6'3" actor distinguished himself in a parade of stunning big screen performances, seen in The Keys of the Kingdom, Gentleman's Agreement, Roman Holiday, Cape Fear, and his Oscar-winning turn in To Kill a Mockingbird. Here is Peck now joined by Ed Begley Sr., Bill Johnstone, Joseph Kearns, and Sidney Miller, with Paul Frees as the man in black. It's Murder Through the Looking Glass, from March 17, 1949.
Now, Autolite and its 60,000 dealers and service stations present...
Suspense. Tonight, Autolite brings you Gregory Peck in Michael Venning's Murder Through the Looking Glass. A suspense play produced and directed by Anton M. Leder.
The sound was a dull, monotonous roar in my ears, and I listened, wondering if it were real or part of a dream. Suddenly, I was awake, and I knew that I was riding on a train. But where? I didn't remember getting on a train. I opened my eyes and saw that I was in the lounge car. There was only darkness through the window. A man sat across from me reading. It was a bridge game down the aisle. porter serving drinks. Everything nice and normal. Except that I had no idea how I got on the train or why I was there. I tried to think of a reason for being there, but I couldn't. These spells of forgetfulness have been coming on more often lately. I leaned back and closed my eyes. Listened to the rhythm of the train. A melody began to fit itself to the rhythm. I couldn't remember ever having heard such a song, but somehow I seemed to know the words. Down in the valley, valley so low, late in the evening, hear that train blow, hear that train blow.
I beg your pardon, sir, but your singing is disturbing the other passengers.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You understand, sir, it's the other passengers. I kind of liked your singing myself.
Your singing didn't disturb me either, young man. In fact, it was rather a pretty melody. What was the name of it?
Why, it's you know, it's silly, but I don't know. I can't even remember the tune now.
That's the way it is with songs. I've had the same thing happen to me.
So what train is this?
Why, it's the New York Express to Philadelphia. Ought to be there any minute, too. You must have been on some party if it lasted all day.
Or what time is it?
7 o'clock. P.M., that is. Yes, sir. It must have been pretty drunk out where you were.
I think he said something else after that, but I wasn't listening then. I noticed that I was wearing a brown topcoat. It wasn't mine. Maybe I'd accidentally exchanged coats with someone. If I couldn't remember it, it must have been that kind of a party. If so, I felt for my wallet. It was there. I opened it to see if I had any money left, and my eye was caught by the driver's license, made out to John Blake. In another pocket of the wallet, there were engraved cards reading John Blake Insurance. I wasn't John Blake. I was Jeffrey Bruno, a writer. I couldn't even drive a car. I didn't know anything about insurance. I'd never heard of a John Blake, but here was his identification in my wallet.
What's the matter, young fellow? Are you ill?
The man across from me said something, but I didn't hear what it was. I looked through the other pockets. There was a bank book showing that John Blake had a bank balance of $647.55. My balance had never been higher than 15 bucks. There was a letter, a bill for shirts, addressed to John Blake at an address I never heard of before. There was a moment there, a few crazy seconds, when I wondered if I really was John Blake. No, I couldn't be. I knew I was Jeffrey Bruno, who lived at a two-room apartment in Greenwich Village and wrote mystery stories for a living. I knew who I was.
Broad Street Station. Broad Street Station.
Well, here we are. Or are you going on downtown?
Well, I could get a train back to New York here, couldn't I?
Sure, right across on the other platform. That must have been some party.
I had to get back to New York and straighten out this business about John Blake's coat and identification. He, whoever he was, might even be thinking I'd stolen him. Besides, I wanted to find out where I'd been the night before and all day, and why I'd awakened on a train to Philadelphia. And then just as I got up from the seat, I glanced out of the window. The newsboy was holding up a newspaper. Across the top was the big headline.
Killer Blake escaped!
Blake. And just below it, there was a picture of me. Pulling down my hat and turning up my coat collar, I managed to get on a New York train without anyone recognizing me. Then, fortunately, no one pays any attention to anyone else on New York subways. 2 blocks from my apartment house, I stopped at the corner stand to buy a newspaper.
Oh, there you are, Mr. Bruno. I haven't seen you around for a couple days.
Yeah, I've been busy.
Hey, you know, I saw your picture somewhere today. You got a story in one of the magazines, maybe?
No. Well, good.
Wait a minute. I'll remember where I saw your picture. I never forget
I've got to go now. You can tell me about it tomorrow. I had to get away before he remembered. I looked down and saw my picture on his papers. At home, there were a lot of letters in my box. Too many for just one delivery. When I got to the apartment, I looked at them. 2 of the letters had been postmarked in New York 3 days before. It doesn't take 3 days for letters to be delivered locally. Where have I been for 3 days? Who's there?
Rosalie.
Oh, Rosalie, just a minute.
Hi, Jeff. I thought I heard someone in here. Well, a friend of yours stopped by, but you weren't home. He ran into me on the stairs and asked if I lived here and then wanted me to give you a message. Burnett was his name. Bill, I think you said.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm glad you're here, Rosalie. Stay and talk to me. We can have some coffee or a drink. When did you say Bill was here?
Yesterday morning. He said something about having had a date with you the night before, but you never showed up.
Yesterday morning? Oh, yes.
What's the matter, Jeff? Don't you feel well?
Oh, sure. I feel fine. Rosalie, tell me, do I ever do anything out of the ordinary? I mean, do I, well, have I ever seemed strange?
You mean, well, you've always seemed very sane to me, if that's what you mean. In spite of your vanishing acts.
My what?
The times you disappear. You don't know? I'm sorry.
Let me finish it for you. You mean the days when I've awakened thinking it was Tuesday, only to turn out to be Thursday. You mean I'd disappear for a couple of days, go somewhere else, become somebody else.
Oh, I wouldn't have said anything, Jeff, but...
Well, then why don't I remember? Oh, I've heard of people drawing blanks because they've had too much to drink, but... Now, maybe it's something different.
What is, Jeff?
Well, I told her all about it. All I knew, anyway. At first she was frightened, but then I guess she felt sorry for me and she got over it. Before Rosalie had always been just a beautiful, desirable girl. I'd had drinks with her a few times in her apartment and mine, but that was all. Oh, not that I hadn't wanted to take her out, but she was a model, and I was sure that she led a glamorous life with rich men begging to take her out. But now she didn't look as glamorous as she looked understanding. I needed that. For I was beginning to believe that the explanation of John Blake wasn't as simple as I first thought.
I'm glad I came in, Jeff. You need someone. And it doesn't matter whether you're John Blake or not.
Well, it matters to me. I know I'm Jeffrey Bruno and not some guy named John Blake. Well, I can remember my whole life, living on the farm, going to school, working on a newspaper, coming to New York. I can remember every minute of it.
Every minute?
No. No, not every minute.
You know, Jeff, such things can happen. White-bearded old men with eyeglasses write books about such things. They've got a word for it. I can't pronounce it, but it means that you can be two people at one time and not know it. So maybe
I'm John Blake, too. I was way ahead of you in thinking that.
And if you are, that's a sickness. And people can get over being sick. Maybe you'll remember all the things John Blake did.
I already know one thing he did. He killed someone. I don't know who or how, but John Blake murdered someone.
You brought a paper home. Why not see? Whatever happened, Jeff, we'll find a way to work it out.
Thanks, Rosalie. Here it is. His name was Rufus Carrington. He was an old man and wealthy. I, John Blake, worked part-time for his nephew, Roger Gunn.
Mm-hmm.
There's money missing from the firm, and it's believed Rufus Carrington may have found out about it.
I see.
Roger Gunn arrived to see his uncle this morning and was told by the butler that the old man was in the study with an unknown caller. Roger Gunn was talking to the butler when they heard the old man cry out. He ran to the study and found him dead. Your nephew saw me, the killer, escaping and recognized him. Well, if I were John Blake, my other self didn't do things in a small way.
Oh, don't you?
I never wanted the things John Blake must have wanted. I never wanted riches, never thought of going into a business like insurance. I just can't understand this thing.
They'll understand, Jeff. They have people who understand things like that.
Rosalie, whatever happens, will you promise me that if you don't like Jeffrey Bruno, you'll like John Blake? But like one of us, it doesn't matter which one it is.
I like you, whichever one of them you are.
You see, Rosalie, I'm innocent, even if John Blake isn't. I haven't murdered anyone. It was another part of me. But if I try to run away, they'll find me, they'll hurt me for what John Blake did. Where can I go? What can I do?
You can go to the police and tell them the whole truth. Because, you see, they can't do anything to you. You're not responsible for what you did as John Blake.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe you're right. There's no point in running. But I know I have no right to ask it, but would you go with me, Rosalie?
Of course I will, Jeff.
It's like being haunted, knowing that somewhere inside of me there's another man, never knowing when I'll be him. Say, what if... What if I turn into John Blake before we even get to the police?
You're listening to Suspense. We'll be back with more after this short break.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavors. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Suspense. On When Radio Was.
And now, Autolite brings back to our Hollywood soundstage Gregory Peck as Jeffrey in Murder Through the Looking Glass. A tale well calculated to keep you in suspense.
Rosalie was right. I thought about it as we walked down the stairs. Well, they'd know what to do with a case like mine. They'd know that Jeffrey Bruno wasn't responsible for what John Blake did. Of course, they'd lock me up for my own good, and then they'd leave me in there.
What's the matter, Jeff?
Wait, Rosalie. You're right. I mustn't run away, but first I've got to find out about the other me, about John Blake. All I know is that he murdered someone. I have to know other things about him, what he was really like.
I understand, Jeff, but you mustn't do anything foolish.
I have to know about my other life, what books I read, what kind of girls I liked. You can see that's important, can't you?
Of course. Jeff, I just thought of something. I know a man, a psychiatrist. Maybe if I called him, you could see him tonight. He'd understand. Maybe he could tell you what to do. Will you talk to him?
Well, I'll do anything. It'll help me to understand what I was like when I was John Blake and why I was like that.
I'll go in the drugstore here and call him. I'm sure he'll see you, and we'll do whatever he says.
Now, Mr. Bruno, you say there have been many times when you haven't remembered what happened for days.
Oh, not many. A few times. It only happened after I'd been drinking, and I thought that's all it was. Until this...
I see. It's a very interesting case.
Well, what is it, Doctor? I've done some reading on psychiatry, and it sounds... Is it Split personality?
Schizophrenia? Yes, very possible. For instance, subconsciously, you might have had a desire for things which, consciously, you'd convince yourself were bad. That desire became so great that you created John Blake, so you could satisfy it without compromising Jeffrey Bruno.
Yeah, but wouldn't I be partly aware of wanting those things? Isn't it possible that I'm not John Blake, that all of this is something else?
I'll let you answer that yourself, Mr. Bruno.
Well, how can I? If I could answer it, I wouldn't be here.
Mr. Bruno, do you honestly believe that there is a real person named John Blake, a person who looks exactly like you, a person whose coat and identification came accidentally into your possession?
No, I guess I don't, but there must be another explanation.
The alternative would be to believe that someone is framing you. Do you believe that someone drugged you several times so there'd be days you couldn't account for? That someone forged the papers of John Blake and planted them on you? Can you believe that someone planned to commit this murder months ago, rented an apartment in the name of John Blake, filled it with clothing in your size, put your photograph in the apartment?
No, but...
According to the newspaper story, the nephew of the murder victim was the only man to identify your picture. Therefore, he would have to have been the one to frame you. Well, this would imply that this Roger Gunn knew you and you knew him. Do you?
No, I don't remember. But
then can you believe that he was able to drug you, to know your clothes size, to get a photograph of you?
I guess
not. Besides, if he framed you, that implies he is the murderer. But that can't be, because according to the butler, the nephew was with him at the time the murder took place. You see, Mr. Bruno?
I see. Well, what can I do, Doctor?
Well, if this were not a murder case, the answer would be a simple one. I'd undertake to treat you, but... As it is, I'm afraid I must suggest that you go to the police.
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
I'm sorry I wasn't able to help you, young man. If you'd only come to me sooner.
Jeff, can you help him, Doctor?
Under the circumstances, it's too late for me to do anything directly. I've advised Mr. Bruno to go to the police.
Come on, Jeff. I'll go with you.
All right. Well, thank you, Doctor.
Oh, not at all. Sorry, I can't do more. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. I'm sorry, Jeff, but they'll have to believe you. They can't make you suffer for what John Blake did. And then, when you're well...
When I'm well? What?
We'll see.
Rosalie, there's one more thing I want to do before I go to the police. I want to see the apartment where I lived when I was John Blake. I still don't know what I was like when I was being him. Maybe if I can only see how I lived, it'll give me a clue.
The
lobby looks empty. Now, let's see. The address on the letter is apartment 203.
Wasn't there anything in the letter?
It was a bill. It seems that I'm not only an embezzler and a murderer, but I didn't even pay John Blake's bills.
Please, Jeff, don't joke about it.
All right, Rosalie, no joking. I don't think it's very funny either. Now, if I were John Blake, I ought to have a key to my own apartment. This must be it. I don't remember ever seeing it before, but the number 203 is stamped on it. Well, Rosalie...
I'll stay here and warn you if the police come. Good luck, Jeff.
The lobby was empty. I got on the self-service elevator and I rode up to the second floor. It, too, was deserted and I walked to the door of my apartment. I hesitated, wondering if maybe there were a policeman inside. Well, I had to take the chance. The key worked and I stepped inside. The place seemed empty. I turned on the light. It was a small apartment, inexpensive, perfectly correct, and dull. There were hunting prints on the wall. There were two suits in the wardrobe. My size all right, even though I couldn't remember buying them. There were even monogrammed handkerchiefs. It was unreal. Yet I had to believe all these things belonged to me, that there had been times when I liked wearing them. My head was spinning by now, and I leaned up against the wall. I don't know how long I stood there, unaware of anything except the pain inside. Gradually, I was aware that somebody was knocking on a door, but it was several seconds before I located it. It was at my door. The police? Oh, no, Rosalie said she'd warn me.
Come on up in there. This is
it was the police. I wasn't ready to give myself up yet.
I ran to the window. There was a fire escape outside.
Open up or we'll break it down.
I raised the window and looked out. I couldn't see anyone.
Okay, boys, let's go in.
I'd take a chance that there wasn't a cop at the bottom of the fire escape. I climbed out and closed the window. As I started to break in, I ran down the fire escape. I jumped to the ground and looked around the corner. There was one man sitting in the police car. I turned and ran the other way. I must have run two blocks before I heard footsteps behind me. I turned and it was Rosalie.
Jeff.
You said you'd warn me. What happened?
But I did, Jeff. I rang the buzzer twice while we were getting out of the car. When I saw you getting away, I thought you'd heard. You must have heard it.
You rang twice? The bell must be out of order, just like John Blake. Or I didn't hear it. I almost didn't hear them knocking. I'm sorry, Rosalie. I don't know.
It doesn't matter, Jeff. I was so frightened.
Oh, you mustn't be. I promise I won't do anything to involve you or hurt you.
I wasn't thinking of myself. You can't go on like this, Jeff. You've got to go in. Give yourself a chance to get well.
I know. You know, upstairs there for a minute, I thought of running away, of going to some little town and changing my name. But, that's no good either. That wouldn't get rid of John Blake.
Then?
I've got an idea. Just one more try. Another hour won't make any difference to the police.
All right, Jeff, where are we going?
Not we, Rosalie. I'm not going to involve you in this anymore. I was John Blake. I did the things John Blake did, and I have to see it through to the finish.
At least tell me where you're going.
Well, it'll be better if you don't know.
Oh, please, Jeff.
No, this is the way it has to be. Then if it turns out worse than we think, you can just remember that for a few hours you were friendly to someone who needed it. If I come through this, if I get well, then...
Yes, Jeff?
Well, as you said, Rosalie... We'll see. I put her in a cab and gave the driver the address in the village. Then I went to the place where I was afraid to go. Yet it was the one place I had to go.
Yes, sir?
Well, don't... Aren't you Mr. Carrington's butler?
Yes, sir. Clark is the name, sir. I've been... I was in Mr. Carrington's service for 40 years. But why do you ask?
Well, don't you recognize me?
I don't believe so, sir. Of course, there were so many of you here today from the newspapers.
But I was here even earlier. I'm John Blake.
Oh, then you're the gentleman who murdered Mr. Carrington. According to the newspapers.
Well, why do you say according to the newspapers?
I don't believe you killed Mr. Carrington, sir.
You don't? Why not?
Why, he didn't even know you, sir.
Well, maybe he only got acquainted with me this morning when I came to kill him.
If he had made an appointment with you, sir, I would have known.
But didn't you let me in to see him?
Oh, no, sir. He answered the door himself when his visitor arrived.
I see. Is Mr. Carrington's nephew here?
Mr. Gunn? Yes, sir. But he left word not to be disturbed.
He did he? Clark, did Mr. Carrington have a gun?
Yes, sir.
Would you trust me with it if it might help catch the murderer? I guarantee it'll catch him.
Won't you step in?
Thank you.
I was very fond of Mr. Carrington, sir. He kept the gun here in the hall near the door. Oh, here it is, sir. I'm an old man myself, and perhaps I'm foolish to even...
Now don't you worry. Just take me to see Mr. Gunn.
Oh, but I can't do that, sir.
Ah!
Oh, pardon me, sir. Yes, Mr. Gunn?
Who are you talking to, Clark? Is that the attorney?
No, sir. It's a young...
Wait a minute. I know that voice. I'm sorry, Clark.
Who the devil... You?
Yes, me, Mr. Gunn, or should I say Dr. Gunn?
Clark, leave the room.
Yes, sir.
Well, this is all a terrible mistake.
You bet it is. And I want to hear why the nephew of the man I'm supposed to have murdered is also the psychiatrist who convinced me I was crazy and ought to surrender to the police.
Well,
don't move.
Don't point that gun at me, please. I'm expecting a phone call from the attorney about the will. And then I'm sure we can straighten this thing out. I'll give you money.
We'll straighten it out now without money. You killed your uncle, didn't you?
No. I was with Clark. He can tell you.
Don't answer that.
Clark will answer it then, on the extension. And he knows I'm here.
Then let Clark answer it. But I'm going to get the truth out of you before you have a chance to talk to anyone.
I... I meant you no harm.
Not much. You just wanted me to take your seat in the electric chair. You told me the whole thing when you were posing as the psychiatrist, didn't you? You told me the truth, making me think it couldn't have been like that. The only thing you didn't tell me was about the person who killed your uncle and helped frame me.
I beg your pardon, sir, but it's an urgent call.
Don't move, John. If it's so urgent, I'll take it for you. Yes?
Roger, I'm calling you from our usual place. He hasn't gone to the police yet. Roger, are you there?
I can't talk now. The attorney's here.
Wait, Roger. I think he's on his way over there. Be careful.
All right.
You don't sound right. Are you getting frightened again? After all we've done so far, you've got to keep your nerve up. I'm coming over, Roger.
Good.
I'll be there in 5 minutes. Stall him when he arrives. Goodbye, Roger.
Goodbye, Rosalie. Clark.
Yes, sir?
You were right before. Mr. Carrington opened the door this morning for a beautiful young lady after a date had been made by Mr. Roger Gunn here.
I told him she was blackmailing me, and I wanted him to see her because he'd had experience handling that sort of thing. But I swear Rosalie didn't tell me she was going
Never
to kill...
Never mind. Clark, call the police. Tell them by the time they arrive, the murderer of Mr. Carrington will be here waiting for them.
And now here again is Mr. Gregory Peck.
Well, as usual, it's been great fun to do a suspense play. It's one of the programs that every actor in Hollywood most enjoys to appear on and to listen to. For instance, I wouldn't miss next week's show when Pat O'Brien stars in a really outstanding story, Dead Earnest, another gripping study in...
suspense.
Gregory Peck can currently be seen starring in the 20th Century Fox production, Yellow Sky. Tonight's suspense story was by Michael Venning, whose books have also been written under the more familiar name of Craig Rice. The adaptation for radio was by Ken Crossan. Music was composed by Lucian Morawek and conducted by Lud Gluskin. The entire production was under the direction of Antone M. Leader.
From March 17, 1949, the script was indeed by Michael Venning, also known as Craig Rice. But did you know that also was a pseudonym? Craig Rice was actually a woman whose real name was Georgiana Craig, a prolific writer, who was also for a time the stepmother to James Lipton, a longtime host of Inside the Actor's Studio on the Bravo Channel. I'm Greg Bell, and next on When Radio Was, we continue our latest Yours Truly Johnny Dollar five-part storyline. It's part two of the Meg's Palace matter, right after this break.
With his faithful valet Cato, Brett Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet.
From the shadows comes a legend. 20 pulse-pounding radio adventures roar back to life in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, The Green Hornet, Boomerang.
The great car roared into life. A section of the wall in front raised automatically, then closed as the gleaming black beauty sped into the darkness.
Jack McCarthy stars as Britt Reed, daring young publisher by day, masked avenger of crime by night.
He's the only one who gives us a bridge between the gamblers the police suspect and the group of people we suspect. Well,
yes, I see.
He's the bridge we're going to cross first. And Cato, if it'll help us find the truth, we're going to cross him good.
The Green Hornet, Boomerang, delivers rare broadcasts unheard since 1949. Original episodes, original danger, restored for today's listeners.
Get your hands up. Get them up before I drill you now, like I'm going to drill that other fool over there in the closet.
Madrigal. Tom was over there in the closet.
Yeah, where I pulled him after I crashed his head with this gun.
For a limited time, you can get the Green Hornet Boomerang collection for half the regular price. Pay just $19.98 for thrill-a-minute episodes of suspense, speed, and street-level justice. Order now at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560. Use offer code HORNET77 to save 50%.
He hunts the biggest of all game. Public enemies who try to destroy our America.
Don't miss the Green Hornet Boomerang. Visit radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 today and use offer code HORNET77 to get 50% off.
What the story this is going to make?
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
When it comes to your backed up files, you can't mess around. And while we typically think capacity and speed are the most important features in an external drive, reliability is arguably the most important quality of a backup. We asked Christina Garza from SanDisk about what they offer.
You know, our mission here at SanDisk is to enable people to create, experience, and really preserve more amazing things that really matter to them from a data perspective. Whether that's the right memory card for the camera you use, or a really robust USB portfolio with a variety of flash drives that you can choose what's right for you, all the way through a range of portable SSDs for every kind of use case. You know, and we even deliver fun collaborations like with Nintendo, PlayStation, because we really want to make sure consumers are getting what's right for them and what makes them feel good at the end of the day.
More on mobile solutions tomorrow.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
And now on Wind Radio Was, we resume a Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline. Here's part two of the Meg's Palace matter. Enjoy.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Byron Kay in Boston, Johnny.
Hi.
The operator had quite a time locating you.
I don't see why. I'm in the only available room for rent here in Cod Harbor.
Huh? Well, she said she was ringing Meg's Palace Restaurant.
That's where I am. Room's right above the place.
Well, tell me, have you found out whether it's true somebody's trying to burn up that joint and put Meg out of business?
Not only that, Bly, but whoever's behind the attempts to get her out of the way has threatened to get me.
Hey, you want some help?
Yeah, I want you to send me something by truck as soon as possible.
Huh?
And I want to be sure it arrives here quietly at night so that nobody in this little fishing village knows it arrives.
Holy smoke, what?
Listen carefully, Bly, and I'll tell you. I want you to send me 6 lines.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. From Special Investigator Johnny Dollar, location Cod Harbor, Massachusetts, to the Intercoastal Maritime and Life Insurance Company, Boston. Assignment, the Meg's Palace matter. Expense account continued. Expense account item, well, since you're paying for and sending that batch of fire extinguishers, Byron, I can hardly charge them to my expense account, can I? But I have a sneaking suspicion they might be mighty important. A cursory inspection of this tiny fishing community has revealed no sign of a firehouse. Nothing, in fact, but some hose connections for cleaning off the docks. And after the threats Meg McCarthy has received, plus a couple of attempts to fire up this disreputable-looking establishment of hers, well, I guess I still have some Boy Scout blood in my veins. In view of the threat to me, I figured it might be a good idea to consult the local authorities. I learned a long time ago that it's a good plan to enlist their cooperation when working in a strange small community. Inquiries from some of the fishermen mending their nets spread out in the long wharf led me to a small, shabby, unmarked frame shack that stood about a block away from the waterfront.
Hey, come in.
Mr. Beasley?
That's right. Well, what's your name?
Johnny Dollar.
Dollar, Okay, what do you want?
Well, you're the chief of police, I understand.
Acting chief of police?
Oh.
Acting mayor, too, an acting judge, acting town clerk, acting just about anything else you could want.
I don't get it.
Well, I don't know why not. Officially, I guess Cod Harbor's just a part of Barnesboro, a couple of miles inland. We're so small, and we're not incorporated like most towns, so we just have to be kind of self-sufficient under ourselves. You see what I mean? And you know something? It works out pretty good.
Yeah, well, I guess it's as chief, as acting chief of police that I've come to see you.
Yeah, what about?
The Meg's Palace Cafe.
Ah, didn't you take any stock in Meg's talk about somebody threatening to burn up that cockroach-loaded dump she calls a restaurant?
I'm representing the insurance company that holds $15,000 insurance on it.
Never come to your mind, Mr. Dollar, that Meg, her own self, might have set the fires to collect that insurance?
And call for help as a cover-up? Yeah, yeah, the thought has entered my mind.
Just crazy enough to do a thing like that, too.
Hasn't she been to you for help?
She told me.
Oh, what sort of evidence, one way or another, have you turned up?
Dollar, I haven't looked for any.
Yeah, what?
The less I meddle in their affairs, the less trouble I'll have with the folks here in Cod Harbor.
Oh, hey, now, wait a minute. For a mayor and police chief and so on, you don't seem to be very concerned about these people of yours.
True, maybe I'm not. What's the difference?
Well, look here, if you...
Yeah, you know, unless something serious happened, like a murder or...
Or a fire that destroyed Meg's palace and maybe half the docks. Don't you think that sort of thing is serious?
Well, yeah, if it happens. Then I'd probably have to call in the regular appointed authorities over to Barnesboro. But there hasn't been any fire yet. Not any real one. So why get your dander up?
Well, I'll be. Look, with so little concern about the place, how did you ever get all those jobs?
Easy. Lost my school route on the banks last fall. So for want of something better, I just took it. I took them all. Why not? The town feeds and bores me, and I like it. So...
Real soft, lazy, good-for-nothing life, huh?
Sure. Now, why don't you be a good boy, Dollar, and leave things be around here? Stop wasting my time.
Well, just let me take enough of your valuable time to ask a couple of questions.
Sure. Go ahead. No harm in asking.
I want to know about some of the people here in Cod Harbor.
Like who?
Clem Harris, for one.
Careful, boy. That's my cousin.
Oh.
Who else?
Ernie Turner and Tony Fortino.
Oh. Account of them's the three that run the other dirty bites along the docks, huh?
Yeah. I'd like a rundown on all three of them.
Easy.
Yeah?
Yeah. Go talk to them.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
Easiest way I know of for you to find out all about them.
Oh, you're a lot of help.
Dollar, like I said, we're kind of self-sufficient unto ourselves around here. We like it that way. And that's just another way of saying we don't like strangers coming here and messing around in our affairs.
You're listening to yours truly, Johnny Dollar. We'll be back with more right after this.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, the salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, I'm Dr. Marie Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Marie Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
And what are some of the biggest challenges that you have had with sellers when it comes to determining the right price for their home?
Well, that's a good question. We get it a lot, actually. And I can tell you that every owner, including me when I'm selling something, we always want more than it's worth. And I think most people know that. So I think what it is really taking the time to sit down and thoughtfully go through the comparables that are similar to yours that have sold recently and do the very best you can to be realistic. If I was a buyer in today's market and I was viewing three or four homes that are similar, which one would stand out to have the most features and benefits for the price?
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
And now let's get back to Bob Bailey starring as Johnny Dollar on When Radio Was.
Well, that was pretty definitely that. It was getting quite late, and I decided I'd better postpone any interviews with Meg's business rivals until the following morning. Besides, as I walked along the wharf, I noticed that they were closed. Then I remembered somebody else I wanted to talk to, the beneficiary of Meg McCarthy's life insurance policy, the master of the fishing boat, Lily Ann, Captain Billy Morgan. But the Lily Ann, tied up at her berth, was dark and empty. Well, if anyone knew where Captain Billy was, it'd be Meg herself. So I walked the boards back to Meg's palace. What greeted me as I opened the back door of the place was truly a sight to behold.
Over there with that hole, just come about 11 late. Over there in the corner, can't you see? What's the matter with your blinking eyeball?
Standing in the center of the floor, brandishing a moth-eaten feather duster as if it were a club, stood Captain Billy Morgan, shouting orders to three men who were cleaning up the mess of pots and pans and broken crockery left over from Meg McCarthy's temper tantrum of a short while earlier, when she belabored this same Captain Billy for a little celebration he and his crew had had in her place the night before. Belabored? It looked like she must have thrown one of everything in the joint at him.
Bill! Hey, Captain Billy! Hey! Hey! Oh, it's you, huh? Seen you here earlier today when Meg threw me out.
Now, looks to me like you weren't all she threw.
Yes, sir. Oh, she's a living doll. Hey, see, ain't you the insurance hand? She telephoned to help her find out who's trying to burn her out of here. Name's Johnny Dollar, ain't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And, Captain, I'd like to ask you a favor.
Charlie, you yellow-bellied, bug-eyed, bandy-wasted. Don't throw that trash in the corner. What's the matter with you?
Sorry, Mr. Dollar, but I guess the boys don't like working tonight when they got to be up and aboard Lily Ann and headed out for the fishing banks by 3 a.m. in the morning.
Don't blame them.
We couldn't leave Meg's place in a mess like this now, could we? After all, she's going to have to serve us coffee and sinkers before we go.
Well, where is she?
Upstairs. Has been for the last hour.
In her room?
In that room she's renting out to you. Figured like maybe you could stand some cleaning up and debugging, I guess.
You know something? She figured right.
Avast there with the mop, old ear. I'll wring it around your bloody neck. And swab off them tables while Strata can't see the mess you left on them.
Now, what can I do for you, Mr. Dollar?
Well, look, why don't you and I go into the kitchen, Captain, where we can hear ourselves think?
Well, sure, why not?
All right, now you keep out of your sow-belly lunkheads. And if the joint ain't clean and tidy when I come back, I'll blast you all over the lee scuppers.
Real fine bunch of boys I got there, ain't they?
How bite are they?
You bet your sweet living life they are. Finest crew on any boat in the harbor. Charlie, Ole, and Montgomery. Now, what was it you wanted, Mr. Dollar? You found out anything about who's causing all the worries to my lover girl?
Not very much, yet.
Well, I hope you do.
Do you?
Huh? I don't get you.
I'm going to be honest with you. Lay all the cards right on the table.
Well, that's the only way, I always say.
All right. I'm just as concerned about Meg herself as I am about this cafe.
Sure you are. Me too.
And whether you like it or not, I have to consider the fact that you are the beneficiary of Meg's $25,000 life insurance policy. If anything were to happen to her...
Why, sure, I see what you mean. You bet your life I see what you mean. Why, you blasted land-loving son of a dirty yellow scalping...
Take it easy, Captain.
Take it easy.
You
trying
down.
To say I hurt one single hair, Meg McCut? Dollar, you may crash like that. I'll swab the decks with that ornery hide of yours and feed you. Put him up! Put him up, Dollar! You want to talk to me like
I
that?
I said,
put
right down, Captain. Let's talk sense a minute.
Talk sense, yeah, but don't you go implicating that
I didn't imply a thing yet.
Well, I warn you, you
just
don't.
Just a minute there, Captain Billy Morgan. Just a minute. What do you think you're talking to like that, the guest of me humble establishment?
Well, I'm sorry, Meg, darling, but he
and
was
why
talking
ain't
like...
you in there helping those poor boys of yours with the cleaning up?
Well, but they're almost finished up, Meg, me darling.
Besides,
but...
unless you ought to get out of here and get your sleepy enough to be worth your salt on the boat tomorrow.
Meg, I'd like to talk to Captain Billy.
Tomorrow. Go out in the boat with him in the morning, and you'll all have plenty of time to talk.
Well, I want to talk
Willie
to him
boy,
now.
Get out with them. Go on.
Well, yes, my dear. And, I'll see you at the dock at 3 in the morning.
Well, now, wait a minute.
Get
you!
Also, Johnny boy, you go out with him. Please give me a chance to fix your room up real nice for you, like it should be for a gentleman like yourself.
Okay, Meg. Come to think of it, I was promised a fishing trip on this case.
Anyways, I'll not be worrying about any fires tonight with you staying here. So if you don't mind, I'll retire to my bed and see you at breakfast time.
Okay. Maybe I can help Billy's crew finish cleaning up in there.
Oh, don't you lift a finger. 'Twas a twilly boy I told them plates and things so him and his crew can clean it up. Good night, Johnny boy. There's food in the icebox in your beds all made when you're ready to retire.
I stood there for a moment, smiling after her. Then I decided I'd take her advice, that instead of helping the men clean up the cafe, I'd get a breath of fresh air before hitting the sack. The moon was just a thin sliver in the eastern sky, and the stars twinkled merrily in the broad, clear expanse overhead. The cottages of the peaceful little fishing village were dark. Along the docks at the waterfront, the fishing boats playfully nudged each other as they slowly and quietly swung and rolled on the gently heaving water. Their masts and rigging formed an intricate, ever-changing pattern against the occasional beam from the lighthouse and the point as it lazily swept across the night. Somewhere, far out on the landward breeze, an occasional seabird called. It was all so peaceful and serene that I couldn't help wondering how trouble could ever come to a... Then I saw it. A slight movement at the front corner of the old building. A silhouette hunched over, tensely watching the front door, waiting, but waiting for whom? Slowly, as quietly as possible, I crept up on whoever it was, hoping in the dim light to recognize him or her before I was discovered. Softly, I passed the side door. I could still hear the members of the crew inside at their work. But in my concentration on the person out front, I was too slow in my reaction when that side door suddenly opened behind me. Huh? What? Who are you? Oh, no, you... Oh! And very suddenly, it got very dark.
Now, here's our star to tell you about tomorrow's episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, a trip to sea on the Lily Ann that starts out like an ordinary fishing trip. But somewhere on board lurks a man with murder in his heart. And his next intended victim, me. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. It is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone, who also wrote this week's story. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
Part 2 of the Meg's Palace Matter from September 1956. We'll have the third installment at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. Joining late Bob Bailey and the cast were Virginia Gregg as Meg McCarthy and Jack Crucian as Captain Billy Morgan. Now, one of Crucian's late-in-life roles was playing Grandpa Papadopoulos on a 1980s sitcom starring Little Emmanuel Lewis. Can you name it? I'll have the answer and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
It's now or never.
Revel in Decade of Hits, the 60s, a collection of 75 of the most popular songs of the 1960s. Brought to you by MusicRewind.com.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight.
Enjoy the original recordings of some of the biggest artists and groups from the 60s, such as Ray Charles, Connie Francis, Sam Cooke, The Four Seasons, The Drifters, The Ventures, and so many more.
Please don't ever make her blue. There is a rose in Spanish Harlem.
Order Decade of Hits, the 60s, now at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $19.98. Plus, get a bonus of reduced shipping with promo code BONUS77. Find out why breaking up is hard to do with Neil Sedaka or What's Beyond the Sea with Bobby Darin by going to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 now. Remember promo code BONUS77 for reduced shipping.
Boom, 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 boom,
Decade of Hits the 60s can be yours today for the amazingly low price of $19.98 at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Don't forget promo code BONUS77 to save on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer. Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I mean, your story was very inspiring, from starting to work in a business of your own from the age 15 to what you were describing about increasing your skill set. I love how the way you describe your business as you're in chemistry, but the part that you love is working with people. That's not something I think of a lot, so I really appreciated your insight on that.
Jeff, help me out with Jocelyn.
She has a great ability to make an instant connection. What I noticed about her, just her voice and everything, was the sincerity of the questions that she asked. And because of the way that she asked those questions, it just made me feel like, yeah, I got to open up to hers.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, we're talking about Jack Crucian, who served as Captain Billy Morgan on our Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline. Well, in the 1980s, Crucian played Grandpa Papadopoulos on a 1980s sitcom starring Little Emmanuel Lewis. The series name, Webster. My name, Greg Bell. And we're done, but hey, remember to visit us at the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.